Yeah, it says it.
Yeah, it just no longer says it for me.
Well, you don't have to be notified because you hit the button.
That's true. I
Legally.
my consent was implicit when I clicked the record button.
What if it wasn't? What if you're just really inept and you keep recording Zoom calls and you have no idea because it doesn't warn
There must be some sort of weird situation out there like that.
you?
All right, before we get started with the session and recap, 2 sessions ago, I assigned some homework. Amanda, I got yours today. If you sent it to me earlier, just remind me that you've sent it to me earlier. Or if you've, I also, you could send it to me either written, or I also said you could be a couple sentences. About your a happy child or a happy memory from your, was it your childhood? I think it was your childhood.
Oh, I thought it was just memory.
Or memory. No, it was just happy memory. Sorry. It was 2 months ago that I assigned it, so my
Yeah.
memory is a bit. So did anybody have it that they want to, I was going to say orally, but then I was like, that's just
Don't open that door.
don't open that door. But does anybody have it to share or with the group? Or if you'd like to send it privately, that is fine as well. And if you don't have it, that's fine too. Just let me know. Amanda, I got yours written down. Is it something you wanted to share with the group, or is that just for DMIs?
I'm not sure. I want to see if the rest of the people are sharing. If no one else is sharing, I'm not sharing.
Shay, how about you?
Remind me, I think I sent it to you a long time ago, but my signal erased
Oh, that's right. You
everything,
lost all
so
your
I don't know.
messages. Oh,
I don't know if you even have
no.
it.
Oh,
That's the one downside to Signal is
no. Yeah, it's secure.
it's too secure.
Yeah. That's not true.
I was gonna ask the same thing if you, because I also got this new phone and it erased everything.
Oh no.
All right. I was looking at my own messages for a link. And I was like, oh yeah, it would not be a message I sent.
No.
Yes, I have yours, Shays. I will send it back to you.
Wait.
Is it something you wanted to share with the group, or
I mean, I could go either way.
we're playing a game of vulnerability chicken here.
Willing to share mine. What, and by that, I mean I'm willing to talk mine out with you guys because I didn't do it prior to just like amorously thinking about it. But I will be speaking about a happy memory.
Okay,
All right.
I'll say mine then, or unless Caitlin
Yeah,
wants to
I'll
go
do it too.
first. Okay.
You guys just made it so much
Just needed somebody
Yeah.
to open the door so they could all walk through it.
I am part
Hilarious.
lemming.
I just didn't want to be the only one to do
Yeah. How about you,
Oh,
Matthew?
that's hilarious.
Yeah, I can share mine.
All right.
And I guess I'll go first.
Also, I never got anything from you, Joe, if you were wondering, from your old Signal messages. In fact, your last Signal message was, "Oh, sorry, I missed the homework. I'll write something up later." The very last thing you
Well,
sent to me.
it's later.
It is later, in
Well,
fact.
guess what?
Good
Well, you,
timing.
in my Brady Bunch order, you were going last, so you give some time.
And you're
Well,
not the only one. I didn't.
hey, I'm not gonna judge.
I'm ready.
Half
After
Joe has
everyone
to go
else
first
goes.
now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we start with Amanda, and then I'll go around in my little Brady Bunch order on my screen here.
All right. So when Tomi was young, like 6 or 7, these duo of adventurers came and visited one of her neighbors. One of them was just a guy. The other one, though, was a adult silver dragon, so he could turn into a person, but also be a dragon. And he spoke Draconic, and that's when Tomi realized that she could understand Draconic. Because she did not know that until that point in time. And at first, she was kind of freaked out about it and worried. But then she knew, then she found out that her family friend, Miss Lucille, could also do that. So that made her happy. She had, you know, something in common with somebody that she cared about a lot. And that's basically it.
Great. Shay, how about you?
All right. So this was when Roisin was like young adult-ish. She'd been gone for a really long time on a hunting trip by herself and hadn't had a good time, hadn't been very successful. Was kind of in a shitty mood. And she thought when she got home, it's like during the middle of the day, she thought all of her friends would be busy and working, and she'd just like mope around and be depressed in her inability to hunt for the village. But her friends had randomly taken the day off, or maybe found out she was coming home. I don't know. And they hung out with her and were boisterous and fun. And her friend who designed clothes was like doing a fashion show for everybody, having everyone try stuff on. And it was like one of those moments where you're like, if you were left by yourself, you'd just be so mopey and caught up in your own feelings and kind of spiraling. But her friends kind of, by being loud and not, you know, they forced her in a way to engage, but they weren't forcing her to engage. Like she was kind of there at first while they were being them around her, kind of lifted her up out of that emotion. And it turned out being like a really good day and made them, grow closer and all that good stuff.
Right.
She felt seen.
It's wonderful. All right, Matthew, how about for Kiss?
Kiss's memory is, so he grew up on, in kind of a, not poor, but like a farming family. So they didn't have a lot of money. But one year when he was young, they saved up enough to go to Hokkaido for the New Year's festival. And he got to see these brilliant magical fireworks shows and this bright parade celebrating the 14 cantons. And he got to pull a little paper fortune that the priests of Meshiha were passing out.
That's great. Also, great use of world lore there. I see you and I appreciate you. All right, Caitlin.
So Ula grew up in like a shepherd community. Like they were like on the outskirts of most of the society is just taking care of herds and that sort of thing. And so from a very young age, she had a job because that's like how she was going to be a shepherd along with everybody else in her family. But when she was pretty young, she first had her connection with Haumea and like magic started to show up. And nobody, like, magic isn't, like, that common. Like, it has its place and it exists, but it's not like this small shepherd's family had ever had very much connection with it. So she was sent away, and not, like, in a bad way, but in her teen years, they were like, nope, this is too much. You gotta go to somebody who knows how to deal with this shit. 'Cause you get angry and little water tornadoes happen, so go on. And her happy memory is being in a wizard's tower with her mentor and his bodyguard and learning how to make fire with the elementalism cantrip, because that's not on the cleric list at all. So making fire underwater obviously was just like this really amazing example of magic, and is something that she tried really hard beyond what she could just do innately.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. Joe.
I think one of Hayden's memories from when she was a bit younger, probably like preteens, but she'd always have like really strict, like schedules and routines and everything she's supposed to do every day with like all her classes and the lessons, and she just decided to play hooky one day and went swimming with some of her friends and her cousin, and they ended up kind of staying out in the water, and Cameron went exploring kind of by herself and ended up finding this like pretty much like private like little cave that nobody had ever found. And then it was like the first thing that she was like, I call it my own. And she didn't tell anybody about it, and she just had her little place.
Yeah, your cave. All right,
my man cave.
Well, thank you, everybody. An appreciation for giving me some character homework. You're going to get this is something new I'm trying. We'll see how it goes. But your characters will hold on to these happy memories. And at any point in the campaign, you get one use of this. You can treat any death save roll as a 20. Just having that happy thought will return to you in that moment and give you the inspiration to continue.
So, like, if we use it, it's gone forever.
It's one and done, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, it could be something where you go down and you want to get back up right away, or you could save it until you're on two fails. You know, it's up to you.
Wild. Will you periodically remind us of this?
Yeah, I was going to suggest write it on your character sheet or add it as an item or just something to keep it fresh. And if you're in a death save situation, especially if things are getting dire, I will attempt to remind you that you have this moment. And speaking of your homework for next time in a similar vein is... I'd like to hear about a time that your character was close to death and how did that change them, if at all? And I will send that in Signal as well.
Yeah.
Because we're all neuroatypical here. So, all right. So, thank you all. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Previously on Starfall. I appreciate the hand interpretation.
Sounds like it's a special on the CW.
Well, we did have Thirsty Demons last time, so we were venturing right into the CW territory, and that is not a complaint. So, you all had made your way to Portage on behalf of Una, a barbarian who freed you from the bounds of slavery. Put upon you by an evil pirate captain. You've been sent to seek out a fallen star that landed in the jungles west of here. But shortly after arriving, you were involved in a necromancer attack on a marketplace, who you were able to easily defeat. And the local town guard captain asked if you all would be willing to watch the body. Since unusually, this was the third time this necromancer had attacked this place, and the two previous times the necromancer had died. So clearly something wasn't stirring the Kool-Aid here, and they wanted some more information. So that was Captain Belwar Jim Cutter who gave you that assignment. You all rested up, stayed overnight, keeping an eye on the corpse in the morgue until shortly after midnight the corpse started stirring. And you all quickly realized that the corpse hadn't come back to life, but was in fact being possessed by some sort of shadowy demon. You engaged in combat with it, quickly realizing that the outer corpse shell wasn't going to hurt it, but it was the soft, squishy demon inside that needed to be hurt. It was able to turn out the lights and teleport around the room, but through some fantastic knowledge checks, you all quickly realize that iron could bind it. And what did you have if it wasn't some iron manacles and chains from when Captain Tiergard had captured you all? So you're able to bind the corpse in iron. Eventually, Kes set fire to it, forcing the demon out of it. The demon tried to bargain and barter with you all, but Tomi was interested more out of it, not so much in making a deal, but maybe interrogating it to get some information. But the rest of you all weren't having it and destroyed it. Unfortunately, demons, when they're destroyed in the material plane, don't die forever. They just go back to where they came from. And as you killed this demon, it vowed to remember you and that you would not, this is not the last you would see of it. So you explained what happened to the guard captain, who was a little annoyed that y'all didn't get a chance to figure out who was resurrecting the demon, but you know, with the body destroyed and the demon, you know, destroyed or, you know, removed from the realm for a while. And so this obviously wasn't going to happen again anytime soon. She was happy to pay you your share. So you guys got some coin in your pocket, but decided that you all weren't done with this story and decided to investigate it a little further. You searched the body of the necromancer, finding bespoke shoes. So Kes was able to deduce that whoever owned them was rich. And Roisin found a Karmala tattoo on the necromancer's shoulder, which does not add up because Karmala and her followers abhor necromancy. So why would a necromancer have this tattoo? So you had the guard captain create some guard sketches of the necromancer and the shadow demon description being provided by Heyrin, and being very... very spicy. I kind of glossed over the whole subplot of Heyrin flirting with the demon, having read a book series called Between Light and Shadow by K.J. Tigglebottom about demon romance.
That's my favorite part.
It was so good. It was so good. And doling out smut of varying degrees of smuttiness to both Tomi and Roisin. So y'all headed back to the tavern. The Eight Arms took a short rest. Went to the market with the coin in your pocket. You went to the marketplace and did a little bit of light shopping. Also, during this combat, Heyrin and Roisin both activated some of their subclass abilities. Roisin casting a spell for the first time, and Heyrin blade singing for the first time. Y'all had a wonderful conversation about that, and y'all talked about where you came from a little bit. Ula talked about how she was discouraged from shouting because it would disrupt the herds, which Kes incredulously asked what herds were underwater. finding out that fish can be herds and dolphins. Anyway, so y'all, having done your shopping, decided to investigate the Temple of Karmala. And while there, you met a priest named Aldine Stamaroster. Gosh, I flew off the tongue last time. showed him the sketch you made, which turned out to be looked just like a priest of well repute in North Portage. And so, having told acolyte Stemmeroster that this person was dead, he led you all through the big magical gate, which was awe-inspiring and also very uncomfortably physically experienced. You know, being shunted from one part of this isthmus to the other, where you went to the North Temple and found priest Philomena Goldfound, who bore a striking resemblance to this sketch of yours. You realize that this could be a doppelganger, or maybe more likely a twin. Talking with her, you found out that the necromancer is likely her twin sister, Deudra. Philomena knew that Deudra was in distress lately and having some issues and had resurrected her twice, but thought that these were related to debts that Deudra said she owed and didn't report it to the guards. So you all surmise that perhaps Deudra made a deal with the demon, and that was the debt she needed to pay Kess pointed out that she did seem desperate in the fight. And so y'all asked if Deirdre had showed an aptitude towards magic, and Philomena told you that it came naturally to her and she's been practicing it for about 10 years. So something has changed recently, is what you'd figured out. And Philomena confirmed that recently she'd been anxious and irritable, but that, you know, perhaps there'd be clues in the guest house that she was staying in at the Goldfound Estate. And so Philomena offered to escort you there and let you search through her sister's residence, not wanting to do it herself. And so that's where we'll begin. It is currently the 6th of Sylvian, and you all are walking up a hill towards in North Portage into a very moneyed part of town, having kind of walked out of the docks through these middle-class neighborhoods and up the hill to where these large estates loom over the city proper. As she's been leading you, Priest Philomena Goldfound has looked pensive and sad and concerned, but hasn't been saying much, unless you all have questions, more questions that you'd like to ask her. She also dismissed Acolyte Stemmeroster and sent him back to South Portage. So is there anything you'd like to discuss with her on the way, or talk amongst yourselves, or do you want to just kind of make the trip in relative peaceful silence? Silence it is.
Okay.
I have so little memory of talking to her last time. I think that her sadness and her own silence is just like, okay, this is rough.
We did come in real weird too. So
we came in with some weird energy.
All right. So it takes about 45 minutes to get to this manor district. And eventually she leads you all to a large gate with a big G on it. And she says, this is the Goldfound Estate. She reaches over, turns a handle and opens it up and leads you all inside. You see this very large manor on the hill, kind of leading up this drive. But she, instead of heading that direction, you see there's like some little wooded copse of trees. And she leads you all that direction through the wooden copse of trees. And as you come out of the other side of it, you see a decent sized house, like a well-to-do house anywhere else that is just in the shadow of this large estate. And she's
like,
why
does a house need another house?
She says, it's the guest house.
For guests.
For guests. She says, after our parents passed, I, being the slightly older of the two of us, inherited the big house. I offered to share it with my sister. But she decided that she'd rather live out here. She says, I seldom go in here, though the cleaning staff often does.
Where do the guests stay then if there's no guest house available?
She looks a little sheepish at that, and she says, we don't actually get a lot of guests.
Oh, why is that?
She says, neither me nor Deirdre have a sensibility for the high society. She says, I'm very involved in my work at the temple. She says, I basically just sleep here.
I haven't spent a lot of time around temples, but is it common for like priestesses to be inheriting such big estates?
She says, we don't take a vow of poverty, if that's what you're asking.
No, it's super weird.
She says, my parents were... She actually looks a little sheepish at this too. She says, my parents, their job was
making money.
Not having money, she says. She says the interest from our estates and our various holdings pays for the upkeep of this house and what would be more than a comfortable salary for anybody.
Did they try to discourage you two from entering the priesthood of
Pamela? No, our parents were very encouraging of anything we wished to do.
That's really nice.
It is, yes.
Yeah. What's that like?
She says, and so, yeah, I've dedicated my life to the church and the priesthood. I thought Deirdre would be there right alongside me, but her path was to become a powerful wizard, which unfortunately does not seem to have gone well.
So those family coffers of yours haven't run dry, I'm guessing.
No.
Do you have an accountant who can tell you where your money's going, or are you just, like, chilling?
I mean, I look at the books from time to time. It's
have you looked at them recently since your sister has been having issues?
Did you share with her?
Yes, she could spend however much she wished. She had her own accounts, her own allowance.
Yeah, I'm thinking whatever this debt is, it's not the kind that gold can pay.
Yeah, but this kind of magic can be really expensive. Like, what else is she buying to fuel this magic?
She says, and that's why I didn't understand why she said she had debts. I mean, if she'd run out of money, I mean, I would have happily paid for anything she was in. But that's the thing about
Catholic, I would say something about how we all have debts, but I'm not, and that sucks. It crossed my mind.
She says, but
in the Middle Ages, you can pay your way out of them.
That is true. You could just buy your way out of any sins you committed. She says, my sister, her personality is she was very independent. She often would refuse help, insisting on taking care of things herself, which was one of the reasons I didn't. I mean, obviously, I was worried for her, but she insisted she had it, and I knew that if she insisted she had it, that she wouldn't hear otherwise.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, once she had her mindset on it, you couldn't dissuade her.
All right, well, thank you. I think maybe we should go in and get a look.
Take a look around, yeah.
Have a squeeze.
Take a squeeze. she says, well, the front door is unlocked. You can go on in.
One quick question. The resurrection magic that you used, how strong is it exactly?
Well, I mean, her wounds were fresh, so she says, I just was able to raise the dead.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Well, and I'll say this to the whole group. We got rid of the demon. Might be worthwhile bringing her back and asking her some questions now that that's gone.
Accurate.
But yeah. Let's take a look inside first.
Yeah, because if the demon like does have some sort of tether on her, then we could just be starting the whole process over. But I don't really know how.
I don't think it works. Would. It's been banished.
Can I roll for demon knowledge shit?
Can I too? Since I just made up something and said it.
You can roll a religion check, sure.
Cool.
Natural one.
Oh, my religion's zero.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a 15.
Religion. What do I add anything to
I'm
it?
I'm not about smart.
No, so I don't add anything to it.
It stinks.
I just guessed.
She says, well, I don't have that much diamonds in the house. I would have to be something I worked on procuring. Because the body is destroyed, you said, right?
Well, we burned it pretty bad.
Well, also the guard captain said that she would incinerate it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right.
They
right.
did take it to just fully cremate it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oops.
Forgot about that.
I did too. All right, well, let's...
Maybe we didn't bring that up because we would remember that.
Yeah, we would remember that.
I would remember that. That said, well, I mean, she also, though, obviously does not seem to have a concern about being able to access a ninth level spell. So,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Fair enough.
She says, well, I'll tell you what, I mean, I will need to pray on this and think about it. And if you'd let me know what you find in there, and I will add that to my considerations.
Can I actually ask you one more question?
Yes.
I know you said you weren't here very much, but do you know if any of your neighbors are a bit of a sticky beak or anything like that? Like, do they get in your business or...
A sticky beak?
Yeah.
Bird beak?
Like, nosy in around, watching...
All of my neighbors value their privacy as much as they respect my own.
Never know what someone, if you know, nosy neighbors aren't nice, but sometimes a little sticky beak might save the day if they saw something.
Somebody looking through the blinds.
All right, thank you.
I'll ask the house staff if they've seen.
Oh, that's smart.
Anybody sticky beaking around?
Never heard that before.
You know, watch more Love Island?
Oh, that's where this accent is from. Right.
No, this is Australian.
Love Island. You watch a lot of it.
I did Love this Island, accent Australia. Separate from Love Island.
My bad.
How dare you?
How dare.
All right. So. You go in. All right. Does everybody have the maps pulled up?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now I do.
More.
Oh.
What's new in maps?
Hitting backspace / delete while editing a monster's HP will no longer delete the token.
Well, that's good nice. To know.
That's really nice.
That's helpful. Good.
Glad I didn't have to deal with that.
Oh, I'm zoomed in really far.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, yeah, you're going to be in the sort of bottom center.
Oh, that's why I couldn't see anything.
I was like, this is taking a really long time to load.
That was what it looked like when I opened it earlier.
What a nice guest house.
That's why I said it was all gray.
I wonder why it's covered.
All right, so you open the door, you all make your way into the foyer. You see Philomena kind of walking back towards the manor. Presumably,
what's her vibe? Is there anything sus going on with her?
You rolled a bunch of insights on her last time and did not get that vibe. You're welcome, of course, to roll more insights if you want. But
Chris Fairfield, I trust you. I don't think you're like Brennan Lee Mulligan, who will allow me to fail on my own memory rather than when I roll.
No, I try to be good about, like, we're playing a month apart. That's.
Let me know if that changes.
So you see, you go in, you see a large set of double doors that have like a big stained glass in them with just like another G.
Wow. Monogrammed windows. Wow.
Yeah, these people are pretty rich.
Yeah.
So, who opens the inner door? Also, feel free to change your marching order if you would like.
I think I have the highest AC, unless Roisin has a higher one.
What is yours? You're higher than me.
15. I think yours is higher.
Yeah.
But also, Kes has proven to... You've unlocked stuff in front of us, right? So I feel like, unless you actively didn't want to, I feel like you two would be toward the front.
Yeah. I mean, I can't unlock things, but I can take a hit or avoid a hit pretty easily.
No, I'm fine being up front. Cause...
Cool. Yeah.
You open the door, Kes?
Yeah.
Okay. You see a long hallway... Spreads out to either side. And in front of you, you see what looks to be a large kind of grand entryway. You see a large staircase back there, some windows in the staircase that seem to lead back to another room. And there appears to be like an open, like that's a two-story building, and there appears to be like kind of overlooks on the floor above that overlook the kind of this foyer hallway, whatever you want to call it.
So real grand staircase vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can see that you can see that the yeah, in the guest house, and you can see that the there's another hallway and some rooms that kind of head off from that. And you see there's a large rug in the center of the floor and a big chandelier hanging from the ceiling. There's like paintings on the wall of stuffy looking old halflings.
This is going to give the air a sniff.
You know, the air has a faint sense of brimstone and decay.
All right.
We should look under the rug.
What rug?
The rug that Chris just said was there.
Oh yeah, it's not on the map, but there's a big rug in the foyer and a chandelier like hanging above it.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe look behind all the paintings too.
Cass is going to start heading down this hallway.
Okay.
I'll flip the rug real quick.
All right, roll initiative.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Roll initiative.
Wait, really?
All of us or just Caleb?
Yeah, everybody. I'm assuming y'all want to be involved in the combat.
Nah, I'll sit this one out.
As the rug comes to life and tries to start smothering you.
Fantastic.
Yes!
The fuck? Amanda, this is your...
I know, that's why I'm laughing so hard.
But it's fun!
I just don't understand. What?
Sorry, did you not expect the combat right there? All right. Hey, Ren, what'd you get on your initiative?
What did I get? Oh, 10.
10. Guess?
21.
Guess you start walking down the hallway as you hear just, whoa! Just the sound of a rug enveloping... Roisin, what'd you get?
13.
Tomi?
17.
And Ula?
19.
I would like to swap my initiative with Roisin, please.
Okay. Roisin, you'll be going at 21. Cass, you'll be going at 13.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. I just hear the whoop. I'm like, oh shit, Roisin.
Yeah, you see Ula go to pick up the rug, and the rug just sort of flip up and wrap itself around Ula.
This is interesting. Interessante. Oh boy.
Are you waiting for me?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, sorry. I missed you say it was your turn. I was waiting for you to do something else. Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, it's your turn.
Sorry, I had a question. We haven't had a long rest. Or like...
You had a short rest, but not a long rest. That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
I was actually going to ask that question, too. So, perfect.
I almost hit it because I was like, oh, I have stuff taken away.
I definitely erased what I used last turn. Ooh. Okay.
Okay. No, it's around Ula.
Yes, it is. It is grappling Ula right now.
Can I like discern where I might be able to hit it so I'm not like whacking Ula? If not, it's okay. I'll still try to hit it.
You would look at it and you would gather that there is no way for you to hit this without also hitting Ula.
All right. Go for it. Sorry, Ula.
You okay, so Ula is canonically very young. She still says, "Motherfucker, what?" as it wraps around. Get it.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to just do a cute little Yeah, I'll just attack it with my longsword. Right. Ooh, that's really bad. Eight.
That will miss.
What?
I wait. Yeah, I think probably like worried about hitting Ula, like you overcorrect.
Totally. And it's been so long, I don't remember, so that's my turn. I forgot I don't really have any bonus actions.
All right, that puts up Ula.
A true strike.
Oh yeah, you're in the rug.
Oh,
You
that's gonna
are
have an effect.
restrained.
Love it.
And
I
so
love how you
restrained,
look.
you'll have your attack will have disadvantage, because you're restrained. And then you're also blinded.
Oh, cool.
You're also at risk of suffocating.
Huh.
Though you have a while to go before we have to worry about that.
I was gonna say, am I?
Got miles to go before you sleep.
Let me
Or
just.
some would say, and miles go too before you
Oh,
sleep.
also at the start of your turn,
Uh-oh.
you take
We gave him way too much time to think about what he was doing.
as if I didn't do all my planning this morning. You take 13 points bludgeoning damage
I've 2 hit points.
as it starts squeezing the life out of you.
And it did that not by hitting me, it just did it.
At the start of each of your turns, it will deal more damage.
It's constricting around you.
Yeah.
Well, so my shell defense isn't anything. It's gonna crack my shell too.
It is. You can feel your shell like.
So shortly after I say motherfucker in a slightly entertaining way, I yelp in a much more disturbingly scared way. What the fuck am I gonna do? See, when a creature within 5 feet of you that you can see hits you with an attack, so even though he's literally wrapped around me, I can't use Wrath of the Storm.
He also it's also technically not an attack.
No, I know. That's what I meant. I
Yeah.
wasn't talking about the blind part. Okay. All right. Cool. Let's. Can
You can also try to break out of the grapple. That is an option you have. You can attack it.
Yeah. But it wouldn't do damage. That was just would be an attempt to break the grapple.
No, you can attack it. If you, it would just be a disadvantage.
But breaking the grapple is an attack.
No, it's an athletics or acrobatics check.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, those aren't good for me. No, not at all.
I'll also say you guys are low level, so it's the DC is not terribly high. So
Oh, okay.
it's
Okay.
it's definitely something you could roll on the die.
Oh, okay. But getting out of the grapple is just athletics and acrobatics will not do any damage.
Right, but then you would not be taking damage at the start of every turn.
No, I
Yeah.
understand. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing something.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try, I guess, an athletics. It's pretty lame. So this is my action. I don't have any bonus action cantrips. 15?
That succeeds.
All right, I slither my way out from this fucking thing. And then I get really mad. And I promised myself I wasn't gonna cast damaging spells unless I had to, but I'm mad. So I'm gonna plop a thunder wave on this motherfucker.
Escaping is an action.
Oh, right. That's why I was looking for bonus actions, and then I forgot that I was
That's
looking for bonus
all right.
actions. And I don't want to spend my second level. That sucks. I'm done. I back up far. I guess I could move myself on here. Oh, but it'll probably get an attack of opportunity. Okay.
I like
Let
the idea of a rug taking an attack of opportunity.
me. I mean, am I wrong?
I In this case, yes.
I am wrong?
Yes. It's a rug. It's not going to attack an opportunity.
Great. Motherfucker, I got 2 hit points. I guess technically I could healing word myself because that's a bonus action. I will do that.
Okay.
And I am done.
You back off. Okay. What's up, Tomi?
Tomi's going to look at this rug and go, not even last year, it's last decade, and cast Vicious Mockery.
I like the idea of viciously mocking a rug to death. Unfortunately, the rug is immune to psychic damage.
Oh, no. Oh,
but it
makes sense though.
It would still roll though because it still could get disadvantage on the attack, right? Or no?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, because it could get disadvantage on his next attack roll, I think.
Okay.
But I kind of suggest that the psychic damage is what causes disadvantage. You know?
Well, we're on a nat 20 anyway, so it's moot.
Hey, you know what? It rolled a nat 20 on that and not one against one of us.
Let me see if I have a bonus action I can do. Because that was... I have D&D blue balls now.
I don't know. I kind of had D&D blue balls, but then I almost got one-shotted by a rug. And...
One
tell
shot.
You what, the full level play is rough.
One-shotted by a rug.
KO.
One shot, one kill.
Me using the happy memory death save. Literally the episode we are.
I was going to say, how funny.
Oh my god. It would be hilarious.
What are my meta magics? I'm not going to use meta magic on a rug. Okay, that's my turn. That's my turn. I'm good.
Okay. Puts up Kes.
Let's see. Well, Ula's escaped from the rug, so if I move here, would I have line of sight? Line of sight? Line of
yes, you'd have line of sight from there.
Line of sight. Okay, I'll try and shoot it with my short bow. 18 to hit?
That will hit a rug, yes.
Cool. For grand total of 6. Do I get sneak attack on a rug because I have an ally adjacent?
Oh, that's a great question. Is this it does not say it's immune to sneak attacks, so I guess so.
Cool.
Yeah, you find out where the stitching is weakest.
So that's 14 piercing damage.
Okay.
It felt me move away and it's still trying to heat seek me. Distracting.
Well, you said 14 damage?
14 piercing.
Ah, I put 8 for some reason.
Not sure how effective piercing is, but that's what I got.
I'll tell you what, it's more effective than psychic damage. Okay.
And then I'll just go ahead and back up and let Roisin tank this. That's my turn.
All right, Roisin, its intelligence is 1. And so it doesn't care where it gets its next meal from, so it is coming after you.
Sounds good.
AC 19.
Oh yeah.
All right, you are grappled. It wraps itself around you.
Was that the disadvantage, or did it have disadvantage, or no? Because no psychic. Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh no, it succeeded on its saving throw for the psychic.
Oh, right.
Good question. Keep me honest. All right. So you are restrained, blinded, and at risk of suffocating. And that puts up...
Hold on. I can do things.
You can?
I'm going to wait. Never mind. Sorry.
All right. puts up hey Ren.
Okay. Would I gather if I were to cast a spell that it would also hurt Roisin? Like lightning
Yes.
or cold.
You would get
it would.
you would gather that would probably be the case.
Okay.
I can take it. I like it.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just gonna go stab it. I'm gonna step up to where Roisin was.
Oh yeah.
And then
that's a good point. Yeah, Roisin, you're in the rug now. Snug as a bug in a rug.
You're like, this is nothing like Aladdin. He didn't hear. And I'm gonna
hit it's it. A whole new world of pain.
and I will try to hit it with my sword.
Okay, roll an attack.
24.
We'll hit.
Oh, that's 10 piercing.
Okay. Roisin, you take 5 piercing damage.
Are you?
Also, the rug seems to take about half that damage. So you gather the crying. Damage. The damage is evenly split between.
Am I bleeding?
Oh no. I am going to just. Is there any way to skirt around the rug, or we can't? I can't get in there.
Yeah, you can move past it.
Okay.
It does not seem to be taking attacks of opportunity. It also does not seem to be able to gather up more than one person at a time within it.
Okay. Let me get out of Kess's way. No, I think that's all I can do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Also, from where you're at now, you can see that this room over here is some sort of dining room.
Okay. I will relay that. Then if I have enough movement, could I just carefully, not touching anything else, if there are other furnitures?
Yeah. You look up at the chandelier, sus.
Yeah. This is the house of horrors.
But if I move around and use my 30 feet-ish or like whatever, can I see anything else?
Roll me a perception check.
12.
Just a rug that's smothering your friend.
Okay. I will say there's a dining room.
Thank you. Yeah, the even though there's plates in this map, the dining room table is bare and it looks ill used. I will say that much.
Looks sus.
All right. Puts up Roisin. Roisin, at the start of your turn, you take 11 points of crushing damage.
Okay. I am going to try to make a check to end the grappled condition.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Athletics or because acrobatics? I'm guessing it's going to be athletics, but...
Yeah. Because since I have such a powerful build, I get to roll it with advantage.
Nice. Okay. 21.
Yeah, so I'll definitely succeed.
Can I plop out over there? Or should I plop out where I was before?
You can plop out adjacent to wherever you would like.
Okay, cool. And then I'm going to use blah 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 blah. What's it called? Action search. And nice. So I can still use my bonus action, right? On top, since I haven't used it yet.
Yep, correct.
Okay. Remembering why I don't normally attack with my longsword, I'm going to use my action to attack with my short sword. Oh, okay. 21.
Well, hit.
And, sorry, just checking something. Okay. 7 piercing.
Okay.
And then I will attack. Gosh, whatever. Okay. And then I will attack with my trident, with my offhand. And I have advantage because the short sword has the vex property. Ooh, thank God. 22 or 3 or something.
Oh, yeah, that'll definitely hit.
Another, let's double check. A d4 again. Oh, I rolled a d4 on the last one. It should have been a d6. And it's a d6 on this one. I don't know what I'm saying. Sorry. Ooh, 5.
Okay. Also, oh, by the way, with these two attacks, Matthew, you sense your nostrils flare as you sense that the threads holding this tapestry together are weakening.
Does the necklace work on things that don't have blood? I thought we established they have to have blood.
maybe they have to have blood.
Magic, it's weird.
You look, the rug is just quietly bleeding.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Ula, it's your turn.
I am not getting anywhere near this fucking thing. So I'm going to go ahead and... wait, come on. There we go. Go back to here and cast Toll the Dead. So it must succeed on a my DC 14 wisdom saving throw.
Okay. 11.
Nice. I win. and since it's already damaged, it takes 1d12. Fuck you. It's a 2. And that's it. Wish I could do more.
Hey, Caitlin.
Huh?
How do you want to do this?
Hey! You know what? It got me down to 2 points, and then I took it out at 2 points. I didn't see that until afterwards. I'm literally just like, what the fuck, what the fuck? And I do it as I'm backing away. And also just like trying to feel my shell because I felt it flexing in a way that doesn't happen. So
the tattered rug falls to the floor.
Full of horrors, and Ula is fully convinced that the world is the dry world is just a nightmare. Full nightmare. Absolutely not. Sorry.
All right, so you get a better look at the kitchen. You see kind of a large fireplace there on the west wall, an empty table, doors leading to the north and south. Kess, in the hallway, you see there is one door on the kind of north side of the hallway there in the middle. And you see the hallway kind of turns and continues down further. That's all right, wrong.
Let's be careful before we touch anything.
Yeah, given our recent experience from 20 seconds ago, I think might be good to detect magic. I can do it now. It lasts for 10 minutes or save it, but maybe before we touch anything else.
Oh, I think
that's definitely a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I can't.
All right.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna do it. So if you were gonna do anything, that would change that.
Nah. Nope.
Okay, I'll take my eye patch off and start detecting magic and walking around.
Okay, so you get some, just in the room you're in, you just see like some lingering, fading magic on the rug and magic on the chandelier.
Yep. I fucking knew it. It wasn't an aside. He fucking mentioned that fucking chandelier.
Yeah, they won't believe me, but it's true.
Well, nobody get near the chandelier.
This is...
Now I'm curious.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you have a question, Cass?
Is this a door to the south of me?
Oh yeah, there is a door to the south of you. Yes.
Can I check toss. To see if that's trapped?
It's not trapped. Do you open it?
I will open it.
All right.
I run over. Just in
I was gonna say, how dare you ask such a threatening question?
You open it up and you just see like this. It's just a little clock room. It's just. Like a room that has like a little desk, and it's got a window that faces out to the front. And you would surmise that this has not been seen use in many years.
Like a little study.
Okay. Can we toss something at the chandelier as we're leaving?
As we're leaving,
when we're
sure.
done, we activate right. the trap so it screws somebody else over? Is that
I don't
what
think
you
it would. It just go off. And be done.
Maybe.
I will be following everyone and at least sticking my head in all the rooms just in case something okay. triggers the detector.
Yeah, I mean, let's just stay together.
Yeah. Hey, Ren, how about you? What are you doing? Aside from muting yourself.
If they're like looking around, obviously, like, if they're all gone, I'll follow. But I kind of, while they're walking, I kind of want to study this rug, see what magic this is, and maybe start rolling it up.
Okay. Make me an arcana check.
Souvenir.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you're just going to over here look at it.
Is it small enough to fit in one of our rooms on the boat?
It rolled up easily, yeah. Especially since 14. It's in tatters, you can kind of fold it and roll it. What'd you get 14. In your you can kind of see like the various like arcane mechanisms that had animated this rug that are fading away. You think though that you could probably with this you could probably do something magical with this rug with the lingering magic inside of it. So out of game, what that's going to do is if you want to make something rug adjacent, like a flying rug or a rug of smothering, or maybe some sort of like outfit using parts of this, like you'll get a pretty significant discount on it because you'll be able to have somebody make it and use this as part of the components.
Yeah. I'm like, Tomi, do you really think this was last 10 season? I'll take that as maybe.
I don't think she heard you.
Well,
sorry.
Tomi, do you really think that this is 10 seasons? Last 10 seasons, this rug?
Oh, I really wouldn't know, to be honest.
Okay. Ula, would you be traumatized if I took it? We just kept this rug?
No, as long as it doesn't jump at me again. If it jumps at me again, I'm burning it, regardless.
Okay.
I can help you stitch it back up.
And just so you guys know, if a rug ever attacks me a second time, I will burn every rug I see. This is a one-time thing that I'm not declaring war on rugs.
You guys are magical. In the Emperor's palace. And you're like, that's a shame you got that rug there. Just gets out your matchbook.
Burn it all.
All right. So while Hayren is relaying up the rug, you all kind of searching around. Who's in the lead here, or are you all just kind of doing your own things?
Do we want to stay together?
Well, we're trying to. I thought we were just kind of moving around the foyer, so I kind of wandered over to this doorway. Is that a door? Or is it open?
Yes, that is the doorway.
Yeah, I think we should just stay together so that, because Roisin is the one who has detect magic, and I don't want to get swallowed by a rope again. So
I found a door.
All right, I'm coming.
Let's do it.
Also, just in case anything else happens, I'm going to use Second Wind to get some HP back.
Do you want me to heal you?
No, you can save it. I'll use this, and then if needed, I'll, you know, hopefully we won't need any more, but thank you.
Okay.
Might take you up on that later, though.
All right, so you check for traps, there are no traps. You open the door, and you find what looks to be a two-story library. And this library is, in, even though this map doesn't represent it, is in disarray. There is not a single book on the shelf, but there are books strewn across the floor, thrown about, just kind of tossed around, searched through, is what you'd gather. There was, I'd say, roll me an investigation check. That's actually... Skills. Let's use our skills.
Also, Roisin's face is like horrified. Like, this is probably one of the most atrocious things she's ever seen.
Can I do two investigation checks? First for something related to this, and second for a book in the Blood and Chocolate series by Sergio Saboteur.
Yes, absolutely.
I got a natural one, so I pick up a book and just open it and immediately get a face full of, like, book mold.
The book itself is actually a catalog of molds, and so it feels extra.
Ironic. Also gross.
17 for the regular one, and 10 for the blood and chocolate one.
All right. I will say with the 10, you don't find it right away. Though you see that there are other kind of fiction books in that kind of genre. So, like, you think maybe if you spent some time, you could find it.
Okay.
With a 17, anybody else get a good investigation?
21.
Okay. Roisin, and Tomi, I'd say you come to the same conclusion. Somebody tossed this room relatively recently looking for something.
Okay.
And they didn't care about damaging or not damaging any of these books. But there's no dust on top of the books on the floor. So that to you says that this, whatever happened here, happened probably within the last couple of weeks. And Roisin, with your 21 and your detect magic, you see under a pile of books just a slight glow of magic.
Like to look at what it is.
You pull it out as a spell scroll for Armor of Agathys.
You guys, I found a spell scroll for Armor of Agathys. Does anybody, would anybody like this?
Hey, Ren, can learn it. Write it down?
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Yours.
I got carpet in one hand, scroll in the other.
You can roll the carpet up around the scroll to protect it.
Ooh. Oh, speaking of giving people things, I just realized I bought this earring of message, but I've been able to cast message the whole time. If anyone else wants an earring of message.
I forgot we got those. I bought my own, I think.
Yeah
you did.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, if you're wanting to.
It might also make sense for Kes to have, since he'll probably be the most likely to sneak ahead and do sneaky things.
It's a good idea.
Here, Kes, I think it would look great on you.
What?
Oh, yeah, Matt was away when you mentioned it.
Sorry, mold. What?
I realized that I had bought that earring of message, but I could cast message the whole time. So I asked if anyone wanted it. And we suggested that you take it, so I'm handing it to you.
Okay, sure, thanks.
All right, so that's you realize you could, yeah, so aside from like looking for specific books in here, which could take some time, like you don't see anything else in this library that's giving you any idea of who tore it apart or why.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Go, maybe let's look down at the room south of the dining room.
Yeah, in the kitchen, does it look like that'd been, I guess that's the dining room. Does it look like this has been used at all recently?
No, it looks ill-used. It has not been used in some time. Though, there's not, like the clock room was pretty dusty. Like, this one at least is kept tidy.
Okay.
But, yeah, it does not... it does not look used.
Okay. I'll check this door for traps.
You check for traps. You don't find any. Open it up, and you see a billiards room. Also not terribly used.
Got the library, the dining room, billiards room.
The hall.
You see a large silver candlestick on the
Oh no.
I didn't even think about the fact that this map had
Oh yeah, Kes is keeping an eye open for anything that looks particularly valuable.
Oh yeah, I mean, like there's a china cabinet in the dining room that has like fine china, like a drawer that presumably would have fine silverware in it. There's like crystal decanters in here that would be suitable for like, you know, whiskey or things like that. All right, so you all going to look around this room, or are you going to continue onwards?
Yeah, can I search the room?
Is there a door to this? How do I ping?
Oh, it is in the hallway.
Okay. Yeah, can we roll investigates again for this room?
Natural 20.
Yay!
There's nothing in here.
Four.
I feel bad. There should I.
Do I find that book got left in here instead?
Yeah, you actually find like on the shelf like a copy of Blood and Chocolate that is somebody was reading and just sat down in here some time ago, the top of it layered in dust.
They have the box set. I go, ooh.
You get the whole set.
You pocket it.
Nice.
Okay. Where to next?
Try these doors to the north of the dining room.
Right, you check. There's no lock. You open it up and you find a well-appointed, what looks to be like a little den.
Look at the desk. Look at the desk.
Oh, yeah.
Or everything, I guess.
Same sort of disuse, or does it look like this has been...
This one looks like it's a little more used.
I will check the desk.
It surrounds you and smothers you.
GG. Time to roll a new character.
Killed by a desk. One-shotted by a desk. You open the drawer, and inside is essentially a book of accounts. And you recognize this is Deirdre's like allowance and her finances that she gets as part of her household income. And you look in there, and apparently in the bank she has about 30,000 gold pieces.
You might have been onto something. Yes.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a problem that money can fix, whatever problem she got herself into.
They know. We don't do found... this. We don't exist this way, and apparently he does not approve.
Aww.
You don't... You didn't find gold in here, right? Just a book, log
ledger, yeah.
Some receipts, show deposits,
letters or notes or anything like that.
You find a few just like kind of missives from Deirdre to her accountant. Nothing that catches your eye. Roll me. I'll say anybody here can roll me investigation or arcana.
Ooh.
21 investigation.
27 Arcana.
Ooh.
Two.
19 Arcana.
Natural 20 for a 25 investigation.
Hey. Nice. Oh, we're all suddenly so smart.
We're all going to roll shit the next room.
So this all looks very mundane and normal. The withdrawals are fairly regular. You see there's like a ledger that, you know, just kind of tracking her expenses, household upkeep taxes, you know, food budget, staff budget, things like that. What with y'all fantastic roles, what you realize that you don't see here is wizards require a lot of material components for their spells. Mm-hmm. Those material components are expensive, and you don't see anything like that here.
Kess is going to take one of the notes and fold it up, stuck mm-hmm. it in his pocket.
Okay.
What kind of magic user doesn't use material components?
I don't.
You don't, do you?
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, not like as Caitlin playing this character, but spells have material components, don't they?
For classes outside of wizard, less often than they do for wizards.
So either she wasn't really a wizard, or someone else was providing her those components.
But if she was doing necromancy, that's very specific to wizards.
Yeah.
Don't she did refer to herself as a
warlock.
Wizard.
Is that? Oh, and she had a scroll of armor of Agathys. Warlock, right? She owes a debt? Yeah.
Armor of Agathys is only a warlock spell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yes. Well, it's, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I made a deal.
With a demon. Or there was a demon. There's a demon involved. So, you know.
Right. I was like, what's this weird energy? Right.
Wait, so
I don't have a weird energy. What is... Sorry, Roshi.
Joe what? Doesn't, but Heyrune does.
Sorry. So there's clerics who get their money from gods. There's wizards who get their money from studying.
Their money?
Money?
What?
You're saying their money. I think you mean their magic.
The magic? I don't even remember saying money.
I just imagine getting a check from money. God.
And then there's sorcerers who get their magic from themselves. And now there's also warlocks who get their money from demons.
Money.
God said it again. Get their magic from
pets.
Interchangeable.
It's pets. Yeah. I mean,
from pets. Yeah.
What
well,
that
and it's
mean?
Even a little more confusing that than that because you can have like a
make an exchange.
Patron.
It's a deal. It's an exchange.
Mm. So do they have to make deals with people who are really powerful? Is that how it works?
Pretty powerful. It doesn't have to be all powerful, but pretty up there.
All right. And you said that spell was only available to.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, Heyrune and I and Tomi couldn't actually use that spell.
We could sell it.
True. Get money. Get magic.
Oh,
get magic.
So if I learn it, I can't use it.
I think you can learn it. Mechanically, you can't learn it because it's not in your spell list.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are there any other kind of magic users? Like
bards?
Getting...
Bards, yeah.
Are.
Druids.
That's singing for your money.
Singing for your money. And what are druids?
Plants.
Nature for your money.
Mm-hmm.
Nature for your money.
They grow their money.
They grow their money.
They unlocked the money tree.
Paladins and rangers to a lesser extent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Paladin Stradigan.
Oh, not really, not gods. It's their
oh
own.
Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Some of them so are gods.
There's just a lot of magic peppered throughout, a lot of different types of things.
Yeah. It's just kind of nature.
Interesting.
Well.
But,
I thought
you
it was
know,
only a few.
Rushin, it's not always labelable, you know?
Hmm.
Like, sometimes people can be more, and sometimes magic just, you know, doesn't has its own rules or lack thereof, I think.
All right, I'll think on that. Thank you.
So maybe we should try and be looking for a contract.
Do they actually write those down?
Hmm?
I feel like if she was a wizard, she probably had... She...
She had I mean, wizard she, aspirations.
She was classically trained as a wizard, so the behaviors might be there.
The bookkeeping.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder, she was like tearing shit apart to look for something, but was also possessed by a demon.
If she was the one who did it.
I wonder if the demon had her contract or something, like something held over on her patron. Maybe it's multifaceted. Because she was looking
for it. Is this another door?
It is, yes.
I will check it for traps and then open it if it is not trapped.
It is not trapped. You open it up and find a nice two-story little arboretum.
Greenhouse.
Ooh, pretty.
The conservatory.
Conservatory, you might say.
Didn't even occur to me. I paid money for these, man. Didn't even think about it.
It's almost like these are standard rooms in a manor house.
Yeah. you find a coil of rope.
Yeah. I pocketed it.
Nothing Cannon exciting now. In here aside from some plants.
You look around. It's actually well tended. You would gather that probably by the house staff that you know.
Nothing hiding in the pond.
Mm.
Do you stick your hand in there?
No.
Then you'll never
yes.
know.
Yes.
You do? Mm-hmm. You feel something brush up against it. And as you look kind of like, you see just the shape of like a fish swimming in there.
Nice. Nice.
Could I stick my head in?
You could, yes. You come face to face with a koi.
But it's very koi.
Hello.
It's a koi. Koi.
Can I try to communicate with it?
Yeah.
And be like, and I don't know the extent of things. It says communicate simple ideas to anything with swimming speed. But I guess I can't understand them in return. Never
you,
mind.
You communicate that you hope this koi has a great day.
Yes.
And it waggles its fins in such a way that implies that it will.
Okay. That's good. I was like, tell us things. And I was like, never mind, we can't.
It's like, I don't remember what happened yesterday. I'm just a fish. All right. So you all explore, I'm assuming this last bit of this darkened area here in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you find a kitchen area where you see there looks to be just stacked like maybe like a week's worth or 2 weeks worth of just like stacked bowls that are just filled with like kind of like remnants of like oatmeal, it looks like, or porridge or gruel.
Gross.
I guess the house staff don't clean up in here.
Mm.
When you say that, you put kind of something together, like based on the other rooms and like the state of the greenhouse, you think they used to like the thing that the place is kept pretty clean. But there's just like, maybe like kind of like with the books, like just like a couple weeks worth of dust. That's it.
Mm.
Right. And
so the house staff probably haven't been here in a couple of weeks.
Would be, yeah, that would be the deduction you make from that.
And that kind of aligns with the timeline of when she started being weird or like not talking to her sister, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
All right.
After we're done here, we'll have to ask Philomena if she's seen the house staff in the last couple of weeks.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's horrifying.
All right, up I guess we're going stairs? Upstairs.
All right, you guys head up the stairs, and we're going to go ahead and
figure
pause
out what this new fresh horror is.
And we're going to go ahead and pause there for a little bio break back in. All right, so you all head up the stairs. You see, like, overlook. You see windows that overlook into the conservatory and into the library. You can see the chandelier in front of you hanging there ominously. And you see several hallways with doors off to the sides.
All right.
I just follow Cass.
Yep.
I'll check this one first. Check for traps.
Okay. Okay, you open that door.
And you all die.
And you all die.
There's another rug.
The door is a rug. We'll
the door wraps itself around you. You find what looks to be a little personal study. You see there is a looks to be a little writing desk. There is a well-worn book sitting on it, and what looks to be a little amulet sitting next to it.
I was going to get a seance room.
Can I roll that arcana?
Oh, and a pin. I'm sorry, there's also a pin on the table.
P-I-N or
P-E-N?
Okay.
P-E-N, okay.
I will look at the book.
All right, you open...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Is there anything magic?
How long does that last?
10 minutes?
Sure, we'll say it's still within 10 minutes.
We're
see
probably
the...
moving with some haste because we know that it lasts 10 minutes.
Yeah. I need to check one thing real quick. It has nothing to do
that
with rugs.
It's something bad.
It has nothing to do with rugs. Why would you say that?
Go ahead, get more defensive. That makes me trust you. all the bads.
The pin illuminates with illusion magic.
Oh, okay. I say that. Illusion.
And there's a illusion magic on the book, and there is, I'd call it probably transmutation magic coming off of the amulet.
There's illusion magic on that book, yes, and the pen, and the transmutation on the amulet.
Tess just backs away. Okay, one of you spellcasters can deal with that. I'm not touching magic shit.
Can I take a look at the book?
Yeah.
Can I take a look at the amulet?
Mm-hmm.
Can I, so there's a book, the amulet, and a pen?
Yeah.
Chris, can I look at the pin and cast the Toll the Dead on it? Speaking about fairy finders, is it a creature?
Toll the Dead requires you to cast it on a creature, right?
It does.
You can't seem to bring yourself to cast a spell on a pin.
Under no circumstances will you catch me with a rug ever again. Ever again! Thank you for the reminder of fairy finders. Get used to my Toll the Dead.
Is this a creature? Is this a creature?
On every rug.
Toll the Dead. Toll the Dead. Tell me your secret. So if the pin is not a creature and it just has illusion magic on it, we don't have spell magic. It's like a third level spell, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't have that yet.
All right, who has the book?
And I do. Is there anything I would know about illusion magic that would kind of help me try to get something out of this?
Do you open the book and try to read it?
Yeah.
Is there anything on the outside of the book?
The book itself is plainly decorated. It has no...
Yeah, I'll open the book.
It's just gibberish.
Okay.
Illusion gibberish.
Do you squint at it, Roisin? You take a squiz at the page, and the ink itself is magic. The book itself does not seem to be.
I will say that as well.
Anyone can comprehend languages or something like that?
Oh, yes, I can.
Maybe we'll give that a try.
I mean, if the ink is...
I'm thinking the ink might be like a magic
sealing. Is there an inkwell sort of on this desk?
There is not.
Is that ink blood?
Do you look at it closely?
Yeah.
You smell it?
Sure.
Do you taste it?
Do you Definitely taste it? Not. It does not smell like iron, so you would guess it's probably not blood.
Okay. I'll lick my finger and smudge a little corner of it. Does it smudge like ink does?
Does dry ink smudge? I'm asking you because you're an artist.
For sure. I mean, depends on the ink. I mean, I could give you a list of inks with all of the different answers.
We'll say yes. It smudges. Right it smudges in a way that it smudges in a way that ink ought to smudge.
Okay, I was going to say because it's a water-based ink, which is more typical of the medieval time period than it would smudge.
How thick is the book?
Like about this thick.
Okay.
Is it like full or just a few pages?
Like 2/3 of the way full.
What's at the end of it?
You flip to the end.
Like what's written? Last thing that was written.
Gibberish.
Gibberish. Okay.
But Heyrun's working through a comprehensive.
No signatures or anything.
No signatures. Though you would get the idea that it's kind of based on like, it kind of looks like it's maybe like a journal format or a diary format, like based off like kind of the spacing.
We need this.
Heyrun, you cast Comprehend Languages?
I can't just cast it. I was going to say, could we all take a look and make sure that none of us can actually comprehend this language before I sit for 10 minutes?
Yeah. I've only got Common and Primordial.
Okay. It's not Common. It's not Draconic, Elvis, Halfling, or Sylvan.
You all look at it. None of you can make it out. What's that, Cass?
What's the amulet do?
Before I sit for 10 minutes.
Before you get locked up in a spell for 10 minutes.
Can you look through the amulet at the ink?
The amulet is not translucent.
Okay. Like
I try anyway. No.
It's not one of those like where it's like a red disc and it covers up the...
Yes. And I'm mage hand touching it.
You mage hand pick it up? You don't actually touch it?
No.
Okay.
The amulet.
It's hovering in front of you. What do you do with it?
Can I see? Is there any way to like? I know it's like the type of magic. Does it? Is there any way to? I don't have identify. Is there any way I could like study it magically?
If you spent a short rest studying it, I'd let you roll Arcana.
Okay.
That sounds like some attunement nonsense to me.
Yeah, it's gonna take longer.
If it helps, I can identify, I think.
Oh.
Oh, shit, girl. Get on with your bad self.
Nice.
Cast identify on it?
Yeah.
You took it out
right,
of
This
my
is your second time casting a spell. How does this one, what's this look like? As you instinctually cast it?
I think since my eye is already exposed, I feel like maybe when I do identify my eye, like pulses a little bit, like the green light kind of pulses, like a ray. and kind of like you can kind of see a little energy go to the object from my eye.
How would you feel about your great 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 grandfather also telling you what it does?
Oh, that's amazing.
That's the voice of
that
the
is amazing.
So you cast the spell and you hear your great great grandfather's voice be like, ah, this is worthless. At least for us. He says, it's a dark shard amulet used by warlocks. It lets them cast spells that they may not know otherwise. Seeing as none of you are warlocks, should just sell it.
So like a spell casting focus.
Yeah, it's basically at a game, it's it lets warlocks try to cast a cantrip they don't know. And it wants prolonged rest.
So this actually is like more fodder to thinking about how she might not have been or might not have only been a wizard.
I think
this
it's
is for warlocks.
Confirmation.
Yeah.
Final.
Good to know.
Final check mark.
While if Hayren's doing comprehend language right now, is there? While she's doing that, can I, like, take the pen and try to write something and see if it writes gibberish or if it writes what I'm trying to write?
All right.
Ooh, yeah, like if it's self-coding.
Yeah.
Also, I can wait a few minutes before I start on this. How much
Lauren,
time
I was thinking, you know, we do two things at the same time.
I would say what's left of your detect magic.
Or
you waste
you're
the last
right,
couple
right.
minutes.
That's true, that's true.
So as you start writing, it just writes like normal.
What if I think write gibberish? Well, like, you know, I'm like, write gibberish.
You intuit it, and you feel yourself casting the illusory script spell, which lets you designate any creatures that you would like to be able to read this, and to anybody else, it will look like gibberish.
All right, I'll designate Ula and say, can you read this? Ha ha, no one else can.
What do you mean nobody else can?
Nobody else can what?
It just says, yeah.
I look at the paper.
It just looks like gibberish.
That's just nonsense.
Or alternatively, you could make it look like an entirely different message written in a different hand and language.
It's the pen. The pen.
What's the deal?
I just thought, write gibberish, but I wrote an actual message.
Well, pocket that. That's
yeah,
good.
Let's take it. That's pretty
so
awesome.
Wait. You can see that, Eula?
Yeah, it says what it can. You can read this. Haha, is what it says. That's really cool.
So why can she read it, but I can't?
I made that happen with my brain and my powers and this pen.
Interesting.
That is my new favorite thing.
It's really cool.
Is Hyrin ritual casting?
I was going to say, then do you think this book is all of that? Because
we want to just take it with us.
Yeah,
I can't
find somebody who can dispel.
Yeah, because we won't be able to read it. It's not a language. It's
you can dispel illusory script, right? Does that destroy
roll
the
me an arcana. Roll me an arcana check.
Arcana. 12.
If you dispel illusory script, it will destroy the original script and the illusion.
How do you read illusory script then?
Either you have to be designated when the spell is cast or true sight.
Ah.
Okay, you know what high level cleric would probably fucking have? True sight.
True sight?
Yeah. Maybe, but we can also just see if she can read it.
Oh, maybe she was designated. Good call. Good call.
Ooh, so that could be really traumatic.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take the amulet too, just so I can give it to Philomena as well.
I'll sell it.
Are we keeping everything? I just assumed that
it's evidence.
We were keeping. Oh.
Right?
Ula has already accepted the amulet because she was curious, and it is now in her pocket. Ula nods.
She wouldn't want a broken carpet.
Huh? No, she wouldn't. No,
probably not a tattered carpet, no.
That's ours because we fought it. You get to keep the spoils of battle.
War.
As we all know, you keep what you kill.
That's right. I'm just going to punch the spell scroll.
As long as you use the whole thing. Don't have any waste.
Noted.
Honestly,
in this culture, we honor all parts of the carpet.
No use to her. All parts of the carpet.
And she doesn't need the money from selling it anyway. Oh, so
God. We've seen the books.
Well, there's still more shit to look at, right? Yes.
What's in the store?
Yeah, I'll check this door for traps.
All right, you do not detect any. Roisin, you have left the building and fallen to the
out a window.
To the back.
Oh, there's a balcony down into the library too. Okay, I didn't understand what was going on. My guy, you're the biggest whiner. Oh my god!
Is this door locked or trapped?
Neither. You open it.
I open it.
We're gonna make shoulder cat happen.
Excellent. So, as you open the door, you see standing there in front of you. Yes, no. Standing.
No.
Uh-oh.
You see almost spirit-like apparition holding a metal pot with a pan, with a loud spoon. And as it sees you, it just starts clanging them together. And you
close the door.
And it's initiative time.
The cook, boy howdy, that seems pretty damn threatening. Balls.
Ooh. I might need some healing, y'all.
Oh shit, what are you at?
It's all right.
What are you at, Ula? You were pretty banged up earlier too.
I'm actually fine. That healing word. I'm only 4 down. What are you at though, Roisin?
20 out of 31.
Okay.
Not the worst.
Okay. All top right. Top of mind though.
All right. So hey, Ren, what'd you get?
I got 22.
Nice.
Kes?
8.
Which I would happily switch with Kes if that's something that he wants to do.
I would happily switch, yes.
Roisin.
11.
Tommy.
I also got 22.
And Ula.
A very rude 9.
All right, so Kes, you're switching with Heyran.
Yes, please.
So Kes, you'll go at 22. Heyran, you'll go at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Kes, you're up first.
Cool. I found the help. okay. Short sword. I don't know if this will work on a ghost, but why not? 25 to hit.
That will hit.
Or 5 piercing damage. Not a magical weapon, so I don't know if it does anything.
It is halved.
Cool. Then, let's see. I will nick with my dagger. And this is with advantage because I vexed with my short sword.
Mm-hmm.
17 to hit?
Will hit.
Cool. So that is 2 plus sneak attack. 8 more piercing damage.
Okay.
Bonus action disengage. And can I move through my allies at all here?
Yes, you absolutely can.
Brave Sir Robin.
Scurry away. And that's my turn.
Okay, puts up Tomi.
Are we running?
I don't know. Can we kill a ghost? I poked it. It probably kind of worked.
We should get out of the hallway at least.
Where is the door to this room?
Oh, the room that the cook is in?
No, that I'm in.
Can I see this guy?
It's a good. It is right next to where Tomi is. You are right in front of the door.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can I see this guy? I imagine that I'm like.
Yeah, you can see around that corner. Right? Okay. No problem.
I am going to cast. Be like, I'm gonna challenge. All right. And then cast really quick toss some lightning over at the ghost. I have to make. Wait, no, sorcerer's burst. So I'm gonna do that. That is a 16 to hit.
16 will hit.
All right. 1d8. Okay, the spell. Okay, that's 5 points of lightning damage.
Lightning damage does not seem to be as effective, so that damage is halved.
Let's lure it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Puts up the cook. The cook is going to start banging his pot and ladle together and screeching a loud inhuman screech.
Oh no, friends.
And that sounds inhuman.
And it is... what's it going to do? Which of you look like the tastiest morsel? It flies through this wall.
Oh no!
And then flies through Rin. And is going to come right in front of you, Roisin. And it reaches out a hand and tries to drain your life. First, it has to roll for it. And an 8 will not hit you. So you're able to dodge out of the way as this spectral hand aims for your life force. Puts up Roisin.
Okay, I want to try something. If I do, so there's sword burst, which all other creatures within 5 feet of you must succeed on a saving throw. That would then include Ula and Haven,
that's right. They changed that spell. Let me take a quick look.
Oh, what was it before?
Bad. It was a bad spell that no one should use.
It might still be bad, and if so, tell me, and I'll change my spell later.
No, they did a new version of it, I think.
Okay.
It looks like this cat has submitted to...
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Blade Ward is the one I was thinking of that was bad. Yes, it would affect friendlies.
Okay.
Then so it would hit Heyrin and Ula.
No.
Though I would say Ula or Heyrin would at least have half cover from you there, so.
I will use Booming Blade and attack with my short sword.
Shall we try it?
What die do I want to use? This one. Okay. That's a dirty 20.
That'll hit.
All right, and that is a d6, not a d4, Shay. Ooh, that's bad. 5.
And this is just sword damage?
Yeah. Yes. And it becomes sheathed in energy until the start of my next turn. If it moves 5 feet or more, it takes additional damage.
Okay. The booming blade, what kind of damage does?
Thunder.
Thunder. And so is it all thunder damage right now, or is it?
I don't think so. It says make a melee. On a hit, target suffers the weapon's attack normal effects.
Okay. And your sword's not magical, right?
No.
Okay. The damage is not terribly effective.
I found a clue. One must. Okay. And then I'll attack with my offhand. And since I hit with my short sword, I have advantage. Sorry, let me just read something when you mean anything. Okay. Nice. Oh, okay. 25 to hit.
It'll hit.
And that's 9.
Okay.
That's regular slashing.
Okay, okay.
And before anything, does anybody need me to move out of the way?
And it is bloodied. I guess whatever is holding its ghostly form, it looks a little tattered. Also, I really like Impa's position. Caitlin is.
Yeah, he's really like just submitted himself to the indignity.
He knows that's where the good stuff is.
Right. It's actually a really uncomfortable position to sit in, but we are both dealing with it right now.
Anything else in your turn, Roisin?
No one needs me to move.
I can do a spell instead.
Okay, I will stay.
Wait, you're good on hit points though, right?
Yeah.
You said you were at 20?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, my fucking ass doesn't need to be up next to this guy considering earlier. Yeah, I'll stay where I'm at.
All right. After your turn, Roisin. Tell me, you hear a door open behind you.
Uh-oh.
And you see this sort of well-dressed phantom. I guess the door would open, it would just slide right through. But you see this well-dressed phantom come through the wall and start to float menacingly towards you.
Did she kill all of her?
All right. And it's just going to stay there and hold an action. Puts up Ula.
Okay. Well, considering that, I will be using my second level spell to cast Spiritual Weapon. Come on, bro. We almost had it. It's my turn. For a second. He almost had it. I started talking and he woke up. Yes, spiritual weapon next to the butler.
Mm-hmm.
Right here-ish. Is that seeable?
Yeah, I see it. I see it. Yep.
Great. My spiritual weapon. Are you done? I think it's just going to be a copy of my sword, or not my sword, of my trident.
Mm-hmm.
And I will attack him with it immediately. One melee spell attack. Okay, we have to move. Don't freak out. Spell attack. Well, that's probably going to hit. Oh, yeah, 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
Nice. And then, oh, you're going to slip and slide. That's what's happening right now. 1d8. Oh, boy. Ah. Oh, that would have been real bad. We're good.
Is he okay?
It's just the indignity. He almost made it without a flop, but then he flopped.
Anyway, 1d8. Oh, nice. 8 plus 4, 12. 12 points of damage. That's a really good roll.
All right. That's force damage, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that seems to rock it pretty hard.
Nice. And then you can immediately make one melee spell attack. So it's the bonus action, and then the spell attack is the action. Or is it all a bonus action, and now
that's all a bonus action. You still have an action left.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. If that was a bonus action, then I can cast...
A cantrip.
Yeah. Because I can still cast an action. Let's do... let's do a sacred flame at that guy too. And I have to move there because I had to have been able to see that. So sacred flame, DC 14 dexterity.
Now that's a 7.
Nice. And that's 7 damage.
7 radiant?
Yes, radiant.
Okay, takes another solid hit.
Casting spells!
All right.
I thought I wasn't going to do that anymore, but it's hard not to.
All right, puts up Peyrin. Peyrin, you just had a ghost fly through you. It was cold and not fun. What do you do on your turn?
With that happening, I just kind of start screaming, and then it's going to activate my blade song.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Not as cool or as fancy as last time. Just kind of, and I will do that. And cast a mind sliver at the cook. It's an intelligence save 14.
I love that
spell.
That's so good.
Another 7.
Sure, and it was awesome.
Oh. Okay. Three psychic? Yeah.
All right, that seems to hit the cook with no issue. It is now... it is bloodied. Yes, it's been bloodied. Okay.
I will stop screaming and relay that, or continue and relay that. Psychic is fine. And I can't really move, right? So I will just stay
there.
You can
move through the cook if you want.
Can I? I think I will stay.
All right.
Be like, hit me, bitch. But with more conviction.
Come at me, bro.
Hit me, bitch, she said with a fear trembling in her voice. All right. Now, Tomei, now you hear a door slam. It is from down to the bottom and to the left. And now you see a physical undead form shambling. Shambling out. I guess shambling is maybe not the best adjective because it is moving at a normal speed. So it's going to go over here.
Weed shambling.
And then. It is going to just double move. Why move once when you can move twice?
Especially if your goal is to kill.
Okay, moves back to the top of the round with Kess. You got Tomei on deck, followed by the Coke.
Oh, great. Something solid. Hmm.
Does it look undead?
It does look undead.
Zombie-ish, you might say?
You might, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's got a hand on his shoulder.
Sure. This is going to go for his short bow. I'll take a shot at the cook because it's already hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to do a lot of damage, but nope, 8's going to miss.
Yes, 8 will miss.
Boo! You know what? I'll use my heroic inspiration.
All right.
14?
We'll hit.
Hooray! So that's 7 piercing, non-magical, to the cook.
Do you get sneak attack for that because your allies are adjacent?
I do, thank you.
Nice.
That's an additional 6. So 13 piercing.
Okay. It is looking... I'd say it's looking on death's door, but we're well past that point for a ghost. It's looking on re-death's door. Puts up Tomy.
Okay. Try to... It's... I knew what I wanted to do, but then this guy showed up and now I'm trying to figure out if I want to hit him or the guy across from me. As my chest is in the way, so I'm going to look at the butler and Tomy kind of presses her hands together and pulls them apart, and there's a crackling energy in mm-hmm. between her hands, and it just kind of shoots off towards the butler, and I got to make a attack roll. Oh, that's large. It's 14 plus 6. Oh, 20. 20. Fuck.
Yeah. 20 will hit, yes.
4 points of damage.
All right. That is enough.
Radiant damage.
That is enough to bloody the butler.
Nice. Very
Oops.
Nice.
I did not mean to hit that. Ignore me. Ignore me!
You're cheating. You're casting starry wisps when you aren't able to. All right.
Ignore me!
Is that a Venture Brothers?
Yes.
God, I love the Venture Brothers. All right. The cook. Hey, Rin, you look like a tasty morsel.
Thank you.
It's going to make a melee attack against you.
You said thank you. Fucking love it.
AC 21, which I will hit, yes. Make me a constitution saving throw.
My AC is 20 right now, and you hit me. That is a 22.
All right, well, this all could have been a lot worse. You take 6 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
How are you looking?
22.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, I get a total of 6 on 3d6, so.
Nice.
we ghosts out here are killing it today. but not actually. All right, puts up Roisin.
Oh! I didn't update my hit points in my book. I'm fine. Sorry. Completely fucking failed.
I was like, you're very squishy. How?
Don't. I'm like, you have 22? That seems crazy. That's because I don't have yet.
Doofus. Did you say that because Heyrin's in the other room, the sword burst wouldn't?
She'd have half cover, which I think gives her a bonus to her dex save.
From what I know, is Heyrin pretty dexy or no?
Yeah. She's pretty sexy and dexy from what I...
She's always throwing it back.
That is the pinnacle of dexterity.
Yeah, always throwing it back. Yeah, so you would get +2 to your dex save because of your half cover if she does the blade thing.
I'll do sword burst. So oh, it's only whatever. It's it's a dex 13 save.
All right. Well, Heyrin definitely looks a lot more dexterous than this ghost. 8 for the ghost.
Hey.
What'd you get, Aaron?
21.
You're fine.
Sweet. Okay.
Does she take half damage, or is it all or nothing for sword burst?
It's or, so it's all or nothing. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Nice. And I rolled a 5.
And it's so magical damage, force damage.
Yeah.
That is enough to get rid of this ghost. It shuffles back off the mortal coil again, vanishes into the ether. It is an ex-ghost.
Question. I don't think I have enough to do it this turn, but looking at my inventory, I have a tinderbox which says anything with exposed fuel takes a bonus action to light on fire, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a bonus action. I have oil. Mm-hmm. Would dousing something in oil be an action?
I would let you douse and light all in one action. But
okay, cool. I will mosey on down toward the major domo.
I would like it though if every fight we're in, you all do cover something in oil and set it ablaze. It's be like the group's signature move.
Yeah.
Well, I was just gonna say if she doused it this turn, then next turn she could just make the attack as a bonus action, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Dousing it would be a bonus action?
No, I'd say it'd be an action to douse.
Okay.
So.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I understand. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, though. I will just get closer to that buddy.
It's you realize that a lot of the smell of decay in this house seems to be emanating solely from this creature.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really should use
the dry
nice
world
cleaning.
Is so gross, guys. Ugh.
Puts up the butler.
I don't know. I feel like farts smell a lot worse underwater.
He is going to...
They're encapsulated.
Charge you, Ula, because you...
Uh-oh.
Really hurt him.
You left my spiritual weapon behind. Why didn't you bring it with you?
Oh, sorry. I'll go back and get it.
That's right, motherfucker.
It's going to attack you twice at... with its meaty ghost paws.
Okay. Well, good thing that I realized I had so many more hit points than I thought.
14 will miss you and your stupid shell. 19, I think, will hit, though.
Ah, meets it, beats it. God damn it. Actually, this is great for me.
And 5 points of force damage.
For the storm! Somebody, a creature within 5 feet of you that you can see hits you with an attack. You can use your reaction to cause the creature to make a dex saving throw. DC 14. And this boy is about to take 2d8 of damage.
10 on the dex.
Nice. So he takes full damage. Nice.
And you said this is force damage?
No, lightning or thunder.
Okay.
Yeah, so 12. And we're going to say lightning. Why not?
Okay. He seems to take all of it.
That's what you get, motherfucker. Hit me.
Okay. Puts up Ula.
Nice. Well, unfortunately for him, he did not make it outside of 20 feet from my spiritual weapon. So it's going to come up and have a turn. If that doesn't take care of it, I'll have a turn. So, I have a attack with this one. Oh, that's not going to fucking do it. 9.
9 will miss.
Yeah. I figured. And then I will attack with a... That was a bonus action, but True Strike... Oh, True Strike is an action. That's amazing. I thought they were different. So, True Strike with a... 17 to hit.
17 will hit.
Amazing. And then I'm using this thing one-handed. I'm not carrying a sword. No, I am carrying a shield. I think I am carrying a shield. Oh, that's great. 12. Another 12 points of damage.
You blast it to oblivion.
Yay!
Yay!
This guy. Oh, and
since I hit him with my trident. Oh, never mind. Hold on. He can't make opportunity attacks until the start of his next turn.
Well, he never will have a next turn because he is dead.
Oh. I've been trying to like remind myself to remember that I. Yeah. So that's what that was.
Well, that's good. You should keep reminding yourself. But yeah, don't. You'll not be able to take another opportunity attack for a long time. Hey, Ren, you're up.
The rest of his existence, which is over. Okie doke.
Leave the room for me. And I will throw a couple. Yeah, I'll do a magic missile at the zombie.
Okay.
4, 8. 10.
Did you add your plus ones?
13. Thank
nice.
You.
Nice.
All right. Your kind of serrated shell, like pearlescent serrated shells, slam into it. All right, you done?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, okay. That's it.
This shambling zombie straightens up and cocks a wicked grin on its face. And cast Lightning Bolt. I need all of you to make a dexterity saving throw in that hallway.
Look at all of us in a motherfucking line.
I should have stayed in that room.
Yeah. The look on Matthew's face.
Not expecting a zombie to be able to cast Lightning Bolt.
He was counting on that.
I'm sure he was. Zombie.
Not he actually a zombie. Right? Undead, but not actually a zombie.
Interesting. Did you say Dex?
This is going well.
Yes, Dex save.
That's a zero. Oh, man. I will be using my heroic inspiration.
Okay.
For a fucking 6.
I will also use my heroic inspiration.
God damn. I'm going to be looking at my level 2 spells because that's changed a lot.
I already
I will also mine. So be using my inspiration.
All right.
Fine, guys. It's just a lich.
You just bet the BBG. You best run. We'll see you in 90 sessions. 14 years from now.
Yeah, how long would it take us if once a month, 90 divided by 12, that's 7.5 years.
that's funny.
All right. So okay, let's do all we're looking for here is a DC 13. Who beat
nope. No. Not even low.
So Roisin, yes. Kes, no. Ula, yes. Hyren, no.
I didn't make it. I got a 6.
Oh, so no. Okay. So Roisin, you take 14 points. Everybody else takes 28 lightning damage.
Bye.
I'm unconscious.
Uh-oh.
Is Tommy out too?
I'm not in line.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I missed that. Okay, good. Because right. You got heals, right?
Yeah, I got heals.
All right, so Ula's unconscious, Kef's is unconscious.
Oh, I guess that means my second level, very expensive spiritual weapon goes away.
It did its job. Roisin, you're still up?
You feel good about
it? I'm unconscious.
Hey, Ren's unconscious.
Listen, if you want us to do something, just present it as an option. You don't have to almost kill us. Okay? No. All I'm saying, just tell us what you want us to do, and we'll consider it.
All right. Look, the higher level you get, the harder it becomes for a DM to challenge you.
This is doing good.
All right, puts up Kes. Give me your first death save.
I'm going to give them this
natural
big...
20.
Oh, you didn't even need to use it. So you're back up at one at the start of your turn.
He just bounces off the floor.
Point.
All right. Half my movement to get up from prone. I scurry over to Ula and I give give her a healing potion.
Thank you.
Yep. Let me roll it for you. Oh, it doesn't let me roll. That's okay. 2d4 plus 2. Six points of healing.
Thank you, sir. And that's only a bonus action, right? So you can still...
Yep.
It's action to give it to someone else, right?
Nope, it's a bonus action to administer it to somebody else. It's a new system.
Oh. Okay. Well, bonus action to do that. Action to flip off the major domo and then shoot him with my short bow.
All right.
Almost another natural 20, but it's an 18.
18? Okay, that will hit.
18. 8 points of piercing damage.
All right. It is not quite as effective as you would have hoped.
That's too bad. And I'm going to, I've got 10 more feet of movement. I'm going to scurry down the stairs.
Okay. Puts up Tomi.
All right. I am going to make a move. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. To spread us out a little bit more than we have been spread out.
Yeah. That's a lesson you only have to be reminded of once, honestly. Yes.
And then I'm going to cast second level traumatic orb.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
After this gentleman, who is an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, dice, be nice. Ooh, super nice.
To hit or damage?
Damage. It's magic missile.
Oh, magic missile, right. That wallops him very good.
Wait, no, sorry. Traumatic orb. It was traumatic orb.
Yeah. roll for the attack.
15 plus 6, 21.
That'll hit, yeah. I was like, wow, that's a great magic missile.
I'm like, no, wait, that's impossible. I rolled D8.
He went from looking cocky to looking very unsure about his position in this unlife of his.
Good.
Excellent. I moved, I actioned. I don't really have any good bonus actions.
Okay. Puts up Roisin.
Does he look like close to death or just like very hurt, like hurt?
Close to yet another death.
Okay. I will nix my fire plan, save those resources, and attack with my short sword. That's a dirty 20.
That'll hit.
Oh, 6 piercing.
How do you want to do it?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna take the sword and cut his nose off. I don't know. Slash in his face.
You split his head like a melon.
Perfect.
And it falls over dead once again.
Well, that sucked. I turn around and help Hayrun up with a healing word. 10 points.
Thank you.
Of course.
Is there anything on the undead's like body or in his?
Yeah, in is there something that made him be able to cast that?
You go over and examine the corpse. Roll me, I would say, Arcana or Religion.
Dirty
20.
Nice. I don't need
to. 10. You would gather that you don't see anything on him that was animating him, such as this. You would gather that
Major Dedo.
You would gather that it was, as you get closer and you investigate and you look at this and you smell sulfur, like, you would reckon that a demon did this.
I think a demon did this, you guys.
Huh?
So great. He is undead.
Well, he was, yeah.
But his undeath came from a demon.
Yeah.
As Royson says that, I got my hands in his pockets.
You find a key ring that we would gather would go to the house. You find about 9 gold pieces and various coins. Call it 9 gold pieces and various coins.
What? Oh, yeah. Should we continue our search then? I mean,
yeah.
Kes stumbles back into the bedroom to have a look around.
Let's do a quick.
Anyone need
where's everybody at?
Any healing or anything?
I would appreciate some healing.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want a spell or bottle?
I actually only have one spell left, so I'm going to give myself a potion.
Yeah, I guess I'll take my potion.
I can cast. I can cast 3 more spells today.
And a first level potion is 2d4 plus 2?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How much do you need, guess?
Anything. I have 1.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to give Kes a level 1 cure wounds.
Thank you.
Oh.
10.
Thank you so much.
Hey, can I, instead of having done healing work, I forgot I had cure wounds as a spell. Can I just switch that out for Heyrun and have
her roll
2d8 for her? Okay. So I think I gave you 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So actually, you get the same fucking amount.
Thank you.
Same amount. I mean, it's no difference in spell level, but it still feels bad. It feels bad. I like it.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool, I get that.
The dice are spicier than I like.
Yeah, my day I said Dan highs and lows today as well.
Might have mostly been lows.
So, Kes, you make your way into this room, being healed. You find yourself in a bedroom. Does not seem to have been used in some time. Probably, from what you could gather, a guest room.
All right.
And where are we at? Sorry.
That was the room in the upper right that the ghost was in.
Oh, that the cook was in. Okay.
If I look down this hallway to the east, is there a door there?
There is a door there, yes.
Oh, okay. I will check it for traps.
You do not detect any traps.
I will open it.
You find a privy.
If anybody needs the facilities.
But also, here. Interestingly, you see a very nice looking bag in there that is sealed shut with rope. Like, there's just rope tied all around it to seal it shut.
Are we talking like velvet bag or something?
Or like a rucksack.
Like
a very nice bag.
Like a bag of holding size bag.
Oh! You don't say.
Tied shut with rope?
Yeah, it's like shut, and then like there's literally rope tied all around it, like to prevent it from opening.
Oh, there's something in that bag. For show.
I'm gonna take the bag. I found something weird and potentially disturbing.
Oh.
Ooh.
Or evidence.
What's that room? What's that room you're next to?
Roisin.
Wow. Yeah, the name just completely forgot.
You open the door and you see a literal bathroom. It's got a bath and a privy. No weird bags in it.
So there's a small commode room and a bathroom?
Yeah.
It's also
maybe
room.
This one is like a master bedroom or something. That's weird.
Which room did we find the bag in?
You found it in the little privy at the end of the hall.
Okay, thank you. Going over here. Got it, thanks.
All right. What about the next room?
All right, so you look at the next couple of rooms. You find more guest rooms and states of just kind of disuse. You would gather that nobody stayed here for some time. In the upper left corner, you also find a bedroom that has like an ensuite commode. It also seems to be ill-used. And then the last room that you find appears to be a master bedroom that is in use. It has a little built-in commode. You see a bed that looks like it's been slept in recently. You see some kind of dirty bowls lying next to it. Just the more of a like a just sort of like a like human BO smell. Like this smells like a room where somebody laid for like 4 days without taking a bath in.
Mm-hmm. I point at the rug. Ula.
Fuck you.
No, do your thing. See if it's alive.
The only way I found out it was alive last time was by touching it. You're never going to catch
toll the
my
dead
ass.
On it, is what he's saying.
Oh, toll the
dead. Like, you forgot your own scheme.
I forgot my own scheme because it was so ridiculous.
Trying to set
toll
you
the
up
dead.
For the bit.
Find the bit. Where is it? Where is it?
The carpet does not come to life.
You know what? Let's hit the bed and the dressers. Blah, 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 blah. I'm sure if I can do this for free. Are there any additional creatures in this room?
All right. There are no additional creatures in this room.
Fuck true sight. I have told the dead.
So I found this bag in the little closet, water closet over there. It kind of looks like a bag of holding, but it's been tied shut. Do you want me to open it?
Should we tell the dead?
Tell the dead.
Well, I don't think the bag is alive.
The bag is not alive.
Okay, it could be a mimic.
Well, if it's not a... Well, what you're saying is actually a bag of holding?
I don't know. It kind of looks like that, but it's like tied shut for some reason.
Yeah.
If it's not a bag of holding,
then it would have something in it in this dimension, and we could tell if something in it is alive or not.
That we just all get ready... Prepare our actions and then open it.
Did you want to search this room first? I'm sorry, you guys skipped around a little bit.
I do.
All right. Sure.
Go ahead and roll perception checks.
Fuck me.
Nope.
I'm perception? Really good at that. 15.
Is it perception?
Perception. Yes.
Yeah. I am rolling very well tonight. I got a 22.
15.
Nice. Roisin, you are the only one brave enough, maybe, to go approach that bed that just smells like sweat and BO. And you kind of pull the cover down and you see what looks to be a map of North and South Portage lying in the sheets. and you see just little X's over of like a lot of the like what looks to be like little plazas where marketplaces might be in the city. And then you see one that is circled like six times, and it, you recognize it as the one that you all were attacked in.
Point it out.
And all of the X's are on other marketplaces?
Yeah. Or like plazas that might contain marketplaces. You're not.
Ew, we know what to go shopping now.
Yeah. This was a good hiding place. Is there anything on the back of the map or anything hidden?
You flip it over, and you do not see anything hidden on the back.
Okay. I don't see anything. Doesn't mean it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Magic.
Yeah, it's that DM wiggle word.
You don't see anything.
Do I smell anything on the back of it?
It does not. It smells like BO. It does not smell good.
But we all want to group up, and I'll open this bag. If anything jumps out.
Yeah.
I've got a trial strike ready.
I'm going to hold a magic missile.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I'm going to hold a sorcerer's burst.
I prepare my potion to drink if something comes out of it. That seems...
Oh, no, you don't need to. Hold on. What are you at? Did you go down? Six?
No. Okay. It's okay. I just don't want to waste my potion if we're not going to find anything. So
yeah, I actually
I can wait.
No, it's fine. I didn't realize I can get back a first level spell. So, oh, that's much better. 8, 12. Not a whole lot better, but it is 12 points for you.
Oh, is that the channel divinity to get back a spell slot? Nice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ren, did you run out to the hallway?
Yes, I cast a false life on myself, and then I took the map from Roisin, gathered it with my other rolled up items, and went into the hallway.
Nice. Very nice.
All right.
What's false life do?
Map. I give myself temp HP, so I did a second level up. Okay. So I'm almost at full relative now.
All right. So you dash out to protect your rolled up goodies.
All right. I will untie the bag, and Matthew has an idea of what's about to happen, but Kes is prepared to be horrified as he turns the bag inside out.
Okay, Matthew, what's your idea? What's about to happen?
I think a corpse is going to come out of the bag.
Well, you're half right.
Half a corpse comes out of the bag.
you turn it upside down.
Two corpses.
You see some like some rustling papers. Well, look, 120 gold pieces and various coins, and a skull. Comes tumbling out, and as before the skull hits the ground, it flips up and just kind of hovers and says, "Oh, finally! Oh, that was good. Oh, if I had a neck, I'd cricket."
The fuck?
Who the fuck are you?
Name Snark. What's your names?
Absolutely not.
Put it back in.
Why were you in a bag?
I think the mistress got pretty annoyed with me and my snarky attitude, as she said.
Are you familiar?
I am quite familiar.
Oh my
Not
God.
Like that.
No.
This is really embarrassing.
For him.
For who? Yeah. He looks around. He looks at Hayran with her rolled up stuff, and he kind of floats a little closer to you, Roisin, and he's like, "Is it the one with all the rolled up garbage?"
No, it's
if he tries to move actually closer to Hayran, I'm standing right there. I'm tapping him with my sword or with my trident.
Oh, that's an awfully pointy stick you got there. Whatever, one time isn't enough.
Who Guess are you? Go for it.
Guess he's going to lean down and start shoveling the money back into the bag while this is happening.
Oh, yeah. How much money was in the bag?
120 gold pieces in various.
Okay. And there's papers too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to toss that 9 gold I got off of Major Domo into that pile. Or into the bag.
What are you? And
I am Snark. And I am a genie that is here to grant you 3 wishes.
Oh, shut up.
Liar.
Bullshit.
Fine, I'm a floating, I'm a floating talking skull. What does it look like?
What's your purpose, though? What kind of powers do you have?
What's your purpose?
Yeah.
Why were you put on this earth?
Deirdre?
What about, what'd you say about Deirdre?
I assumed you worked for her?
Well, I mean...
With her?
Worked for her, or maybe was her muse
her.
That guided her to all of her most brilliant discoveries.
Did she threaten to kill you to get you to do what she wanted?
No, she's never had to threaten me.
How did you meet?
Well, one day, she summoned me from a void of nothingness, and then here I was.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Do you happen to know, who the big boss was?
Big boss?
Yeah, the boss of the boss.
He kind of, you get the idea that for a skeletal head, he's trying really hard to, narrow his eyes at you, but can't. Because he just has eye sockets.
I'm going to take out a picture of the demon.
You see, my friend here has a little crush.
I don't.
We're trying to get his info, his deets, if you will.
Oh, we knew. Sorry.
He looks at your drawing and he just starts kind of yes. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, no.
What's funny?
They never had pecs like that.
Well, I mean, you can see how sort of head over heels she is.
Who? He says, oh man. Where'd his name go? I had his name written down. Okay, just a second. He says, I cannot wait to show Bay Coke that drawing.
Spell it.
B-A-Y-K-O-K.
B-A-Y-K-O-K?
Yeah. Bay Coke.
Okay. Where would you go to show him that?
Presumably to the... He actually kind of looks at him and says, well, if they're not here in the bedroom, they're probably in the library. They like to hang out in the library. We'll go. You got to show Deirdre, too. Deirdre's going to love it.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Oh, did she not like it? She's been a bit temperamental lately.
She's been a bit dead lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
his jaw just unhinges and his mouth hangs open in a measure of surprise.
How long have you been tied up in a bag?
I don't know.
Hmm.
What day is it?
What day is it?
The 6th of Sylvian.
Then it's been at least a few weeks now.
Hmm.
Oh, do you know why
she tied you up?
She said I was getting on her nerves, so I needed to go to my timeout bag.
You said she was starting to get more testy, I think. Or whatever you said. Do you know what triggered that?
Oh yeah. The Major Domo took away her book.
What book?
That book? I point to Heyrune.
Oh no, that's just her diary.
Her wizard book?
We didn't find a book on the Major Domo, right?
You did not know.
Hmm.
What can you tell us about the Major Domo?
Wait. Who are you people and why should I be telling you anything?
We're your friends who came here and got you out of the bag.
Roll me a persuasion check. With advantage.
Big fan.
Persuasion. Uh, 18.
Okay, you sound trustworthy. The book that she'd been hunting for and had found.
What was in the book?
She didn't tell you?
Just verifying our sources. I'm not sure you're 100% on the up and up. You were tied up in a bag.
Yeah, what'd she tell you about the book?
I know all sorts of things about the book. I know everything about the book. What do you know about the
ritual?
Book? You know about the ritual?
What do you know about the ritual? About it? We need to make sure.
Okay, well, anyway, the book. It's a kind of unassuming looking tome. But the pages are actually made from the flesh of angels. It is hidden within it is a spell that can slay any celestial. That's the ritual you're talking about, right?
Okay, of course.
Can I? This thing doesn't have any facial expressions.
No, it does not.
Can I?
Insight him?
It's insight, but it's. I know that you don't like it as a lie detector, so it's from a perspective of just religion, because religion is an intelligence-based skill. That's fucking stupid. That's it's.
Wisdom. You could insight him with disadvantage.
Well, it's your knowledge of religion.
Disadvantage.
Because he has no facial expressions, like you aptly pointed out.
Mm. Oh, that's rude. Thanks.
I was going to give you disadvantage anyway.
I fucked myself over.
I was going to give you disadvantage anyway, because he is just a skeletal head.
That sucks.
Don't worry, the DC is low, though.
But instead, it's a fucking 12.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he's lying. He actually kind of seems kind of like an idiot. A gullible idiot.
Yeah, but with a 12.
With delusions of grandeur.
He's the idiot. Okay.
So do you know what the majordomo did with the book?
Well, there is a big shouting match about it. And then Baycoke... I think he did something to the majordomo, and then the majordomo stopped breathing. And it got real quiet.
Ah.
Mm.
But apparently he took it with some other books that were meant to be sold and sold it to some market person.
That's what she was looking for in the market.
Yeah, that's what we were looking for in the market, trying to get back.
Oh, did you find it? She'll be really pleased.
No.
Don't worry about
it. We're still on it.
Oh.
So wait a second. So she wanted a book that could kill a celestial, and the demon didn't want that?
Oh, no. She didn't want it, but her boss made her get it.
I think what happened is the majordomo, when he was still alive, accidentally took the book with some others and sold it.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
That he took it away intentionally. He took it by accident.
It wasn't Baycock who sold it. It was the majordomo.
No, correct. They lost it.
Okay.
And Baycock was pissed and was like, get this back. Right? That's what kind of what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I don't think Dudra or Baycock wanted the book either, but it was the boss man.
Oh, the boss
Who's
man.
The boss man?
Well, Narathis, of course.
Who is that?
Yeah, does it sound familiar to anyone?
Christopher DM?
No, for the players, for previous players in my world, this name has no bearing on anything.
Religion check?
How
or
do
anything
you spell it?
See if we know who that
you
is?
Can roll a religion check, though, and it's. I'll put it in the chat. Okay. I also realized, now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, a lot of those letters are similar to Nithis, but it has nothing to do.
Yeah, you said that, I was like, wait a minute.
Nithis is one of Caitlin's previous characters.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's so close. Gosh.
That's why I liked the ring of it when I was trying to come up with names. Probably reminded me of your character.
Well, Narathis, not only Nithis, but Narasthana. Both are
completely unintentional. But yes, apparently, if you combine all your previous characters into one character.
Okay. So we can roll an insight or something else?
Religion. To see if you recognize that name.
I got a 9, so no.
Nate.
10.
Nothing.
Are you rolling Hey Renner?
11.
Yeah, none of y'all have heard that name before.
Mm-mm. 8,
9, 10, 11.
Yeah. Will? So, Sprunk, or whatever your name was.
Snark.
Snark, yep. What do you think of Philomena?
She created me, so I owe her my...
Philomena did?
Yes, she summoned me from the void.
I thought Deirdre did.
I thought Deirdre did.
Oh, sorry, Philomena. Yeah, sorry. Oh, Philomena, she's all right. I'm not supposed to come out when she's around. But I can hear them. I could hear them having like tea and stuff through the walls.
What kind of stuff did they talk about?
Church stuff, mainly.
That yeah. Sense.
Ugh, boring.
Yeah.
So you were just like Deirdre's like companion?
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Companion, friend. Mm. Servant. Familiar.
What sort of services did you provide aside from your wonderful company?
I would keep an eye on things that float around. I'd provide my commentary on things.
But you don't like cast any magic spells or.
She would talk to me in my head within when I was with 100 feet of her. Ooh,
can you change shape?
I've always been this shape.
I'm just curious.
Casting through a familiar is not actually a thing that familiars do.
No, it's not. It's the caster.
Oh, no, your familiar can deliver the touch. Touch spells.
Yeah.
And occasionally she'd cast spells to have me, she'd tell me to go touch something. And so I'd go headbutt it, and then I'd feel like a jolt of energy or something.
Mm. So let's just, how long was Baycock around before she threw you in the bag, or has he always been like chilling here?
Oh, well, I've been Deirdre's stalwart and faithful companion for all the years.
How many years is all the years?
I can remember 10 midsummer festivals.
Ooh, how old do they look?
The skull?
No, the twins.
Oh, they're like probably in their early, late 30s, early 40s.
Okay.
And do we remember when did Philomena say that Deirdre like left the temple?
About 10 years ago, yeah.
That tracks, okay.
But Big Cook didn't come around until, well, when did Big Cook come? Big Cook only came around recently. He was there to ensure that the book was delivered.
Delivered to whom?
Narathis.
Narathis?
Oh, right.
What kind of stuff is Narathis into?
I've never talked to him myself.
I mean, okay. So, I mean, we can assume that he's into potentially killing Celestials. Is he known for
anything? You know, I always tell Deirdre that when you assume, you make an ass out of Yuma.
Oh, poor Yuma.
Yeah. I'll have to apologize to Yuma in the future. I didn't realize I was making an ass of them. Do you know what Narathis is known for or anything like that?
I don't know. This book thing seems to have been a big issue, but I mean, like, the various stuff that, you know, she's given to him over the years hasn't been that bad.
What does that mean?
There was this gem that had like an eye inside of it. That was pretty cool. I asked her if I could put it in my eye socket and use it as an eye, and she said it was too important for that sort of quote tomfoolery.
Where does she keep the important stuff like that?
Oh, usually we acquire it, and then on the next new moon, the messenger comes and takes it.
Oh, so you got nothing on it.
Who's like the that messenger? Right now?
Whoever Naratha sends to pick up the stuff that she's providing him.
Anything else aside from a gem with an eye that she's given him?
One time she gave him a whole hand.
Just a hand.
She said it was a very important hand.
Did it look freshly cut or?
No, it looked pretty. It looked kind of
looks old and gross.
It looked a lot like kind of the Major Domo's hands looked the last time I saw him.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it was sort of like the fingertips were sort of glowing funnily.
Yeah.
It's a lot of questions you guys are asking. Where's Deirdre again?
Dead.
She's dead, remember? We're here to take over.
Oh, when's she coming back?
Oh, no, she did.
Oh, but just tell Philomena. I'm sure she'll bring her back.
She got picked up by the wrong people and burnt up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, just tell Philomena. She'll bring her back.
She's aware. She's on it.
Yeah, she's aware. She's thinking about it.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, the wrong people told her a little bit too much information about what's been going on.
Oh.
We're trying to smooth it over.
Well, you guys are good folks.
Yeah.
Sure
are. Yeah.
Cool, so where are we going?
Hey, Snark. Do you want to go back in the bag?
Absolutely not. It's dark in there.
Yeah, but you can't be seen by other people, right? So you have to be in the bag. That's what Deirdre said.
He can just hang Snark. Out here.
I want to talk about Snark.
Snark.
Yeah?
What does the chandelier do?
Oh, it lights up whenever you say the command word.
Oh, okay.
What's the command word?
Chandelier enlighten.
And what about the rug?
Oh, that's to keep people, uninvited guests out.
Okay.
Mm.
Fascinating.
Hey, Rin.
It looks a lot like the one, he can't point. He looks over, he looks a lot like the one that tattered piece of garbage that she's holding.
Yeah, funny how that worked out.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Do you know when that was acquired? Like, last year, last decade?
The rug? Oh, that's been here as long as I've been alive.
Okay. Vintage.
It's caught a number of people in it over the years.
Oh, really? Like,
people trying to break in and steal the shiny stuff.
Oh.
Makes sense.
People are such trouble.
It's all right. They pay off their debts by working for Deirdre.
Alive or undead?
Well, not alive, obviously.
Yeah.
Can't trust them if they're alive.
Of course not.
Oh, yeah. The rogue killed them, didn't it?
It's very effective. It takes like 12 seconds tops.
So the Major Domo, was he already undead before Baycock got to him?
Oh, no. He was quite alive.
Okay.
Who was Major Domo? I know, who was he too? Was he another person working?
Oh, he's the Major Domo of the house. He runs the household. He's the boss of the staff. He helps with the accounts. He's a cool guy. Or was a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to go talk to Philomena again.
Yeah.
We probably.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's go.
What if you
need to keep here on watch for us?
Yeah, you need to guard the place.
You remember we said some people were talking shit about Deirdre to people?
Mm-hmm.
Philomena. We want to make sure they don't come here and try to steal shit.
Oh, yeah, and if you go with us, you have to get back in the bag.
Because you're not supposed to be around Philomena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
And that's who we're going to go talk to. So you hang out in the house.
I'll go back in the bag if it means I'm coming with you.
What we
they
need,
are very knowledgeable.
Who wants an orphan familiar?
I kind of do.
If Deirdre's dead, I'm not going to stick around here.
Can I dig up like a? Can I dig up like a shiny rock, like a pretty rock that I?
Yeah.
Have? Okay. Well, will you be quiet?
Am I loud?
Yeah, you're pretty loud.
Oh. In the bag, be quiet?
Yes. Yes.
Or
you can just put this. Sorry. Go ahead.
Hide.
No, you go, Joe.
You wanted that gem, so it's not a gem with an eye. Like, I can etch an eye into it later, but I have this rock if you want to put in your eye socket. But you do have to get in the back.
All right. He floats over expectantly, waiting for you to put the eye socket in. What color is the gym, by the way?
It's like that, like, sea glass, kind of like lighter matte, light blue.
Always wanted blue eyes. All right. Halfway there.
One. Okay.
He just says, I think you and I are going to be good friends, Deirdre too. And then he hops into the back.
This is going to blow up in our faces. This is Caitlin talking. I
know.
It's both delightful and going to blow up in our faces, and I'm all for it.
I can't wait.
Adopting Snark, the orphan familiar. It is unsettling that So I'm back in character now. I don't understand how he's still existing when Deirdre is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, like, idea.
Shouldn't he have gone poof?
Yeah. So he might be like a very intense connection to whoever the fuck the boss is. Narathis? Yeah.
Maybe he's not exactly a familiar.
We have a talking MacGuffin. Fantastic.
DM insert.
Do you really?
No, familiars really don't go away when you die.
They
but
don't.
If really? He no. dies, then he goes away.
Yeah. If he dies, he'll go poof forever. But yeah, there's nothing in the rules that say that familiars go away if the master or the creator, rather.
Technically,
yeah, this is not concentration.
It's instantaneous.
He's still orphaned.
Yep.
Yes.
So I've shuffled all the gold back into the bag of holding. You said there were some papers that came out. What are those?
Oh, yeah.
So you look through these papers, and they appear to be written in, Infernal.
You smell that. Don't know that anymore.
Anybody speak this? I just show the papers to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
All right, well, that's something else to ask about.
That said, Heron, this you would think you could translate with comprehend languages.
Again, 10 minutes.
All right, do we want to go find Philomena?
So with that book, we can't dispel it, and comprehend languages doesn't work.
Correct. You have to have true sight.
Right.
So if you use illusory script and you designate only yourself, it's unbreakable. True
Correct.
Sight.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Do we actually want to keep him, or should we kill him? So I just thought it would be
the moral dilemma of the session.
If he was in the bag and didn't hear it.
I'm not fully opposed, because when I was saying all that, I thought that the only way he could exist was because he had a connection to Narathis. But if he's just a regular, like, being, weird to be a floating skull, that exists, but this is D&D fantasy land. So no, I'm 100% down.
He's like a demonic spirit in a floating straw. It's just the shape he's taken in this realm.
Yeah, I think it's great.
If somebody wants him, we can keep him.
Mm-hmm.
I have no attachments.
I don't want him for myself, but I think Heyrun wants him for herself, for themselves.
I'm not against him.
Tell me and I can share custody.
Went from an orphan to having two parents.
There you go. Double what he had before.
Kind of out, like, DM question, though. If I take the Find Familiar spell, does it have to be Snark then?
No. You could make your own familiar. Or you could choose to bind yourself to Snark.
Okay. So I can have that. And then Snark is just his own skull.
Snark is just an independent agent at the moment.
Okay, cool.
You gave him an eye, so he really likes you. But
you fed him. Now you gotta keep him.
But like, yeah, you can't use his senses or cast spells through him right now or anything.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So you all exit the guest house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you exit the guest house, back out onto the lawn, and head up the path towards the much, much larger estate. As you approach, the front door opens and a very well-dressed woman steps outside, and she says, please come in.
So it's not Philomena?
No, she says, I'm the majordomo of the estate.
Hmm. Oh.
Hmm. Oh, we probably should talk to you about something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe probably with your boss.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, isn't she the boss? Oh, you mean a boss? Yeah.
She leads you through several magnificently appointed rooms, all immaculate and dust-free, and takes you to a small parlor where you see Philomena is there with a mug of tea. Her eyes look a little puffy, but as you come in, she is perfectly composed. And she says, well,
hello.
Please have a seat. She says, did you find anything in the guest house?
We come in disheveled.
Yes.
Lightning scorches on
us. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess,
some,
yeah.
She's some like, of us look like we got pretty close to dead, but...
she actually stands up and says, oh, my goodness. And she casts heal on all... or mass heal on all of you.
Thank you.
Needed that. Thank you.
I was fine.
Also,
thank you.
Can I have put the carpet and other stuff in the bag before we
in the bag of holding?
Stuff, you know?
Oh yeah, sure. You just gotta it into the bag, push it down in there.
Before we get to talking about Deirdre, since Major Domo's here, I did want to say that while we were there, part of why we looked so disheveled is unfortunately when we got there, all of the staff of the guest house were deceased and vengeful spirits. And we had to protect ourselves. I don't know if you should reach out to their families or anything like that.
The majordomo of the house looks stricken, and Philomena looks sad. And she says, Deirdre had barred access to her estate for some time to those of us, to her guest house, to those of us in the estate. As the years went on, the house staff became more and more insular there. So we've not talked to them in some time, but this is a tragedy, and I appreciate you telling us. I hate to ask, but did she kill them?
Maybe. We don't know. We just found their ghosts.
Seems like the deaths were pretty recent, though. Is that right?
Yes.
And we know for sure that the demon killed the majordomo, not Deirdre.
Yeah. We know she didn't kill the majordomo, but we're not sure about the cook or the butler.
Who killed the majordomo, then, if not Deirdre?
Remember that demon?
And we're going demon to get Beta. Into that with the rest of the story about what we found.
Okay. So you tell her about everything. So is there anything you don't tell her about what you found?
Snark.
Snark.
What about the pen in the book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we're definitely bringing that up.
Yeah, I guess we don't tell her about Snark.
Do we need to hide Snark?
Probably.
He seems to want to be hidden.
I feel like let's save Snark. If we want to bring Snark up, we bring him up to the investigator people.
Yeah.
If we want to. I feel like she doesn't need to know.
All right, but you show her the book?
Oh, yeah.
The journal, yeah.
She looks at it and she opens it up and she goes, oh. Oh, it's all here.
Well, it's all
you
here.
Can read it.
It's all here.
Of course. You can't?
No.
Some kind of illusion magic.
Oh.
What is it about?
Illusory script.
We used to, when we were kids, we used to write back and forth to each other in a shared diary. And I thought I'd lost it a long time ago.
Do you
she had it.
Do you mind? Sorry if this is insensitive. Would you mind reading aloud some of the last bits in there? No.
In case there's anything pertinent to what happened.
Good summary. Anything with the names, I want to say Baycock, but that's not it.
That is it, right?
Baycock.
Baycock, not Baycock, right. Like the Koch brothers. I won't call them anything else. You can't make
Narathis.
She scrolls forward.
Scrolls through it.
Yeah. Flips through it. You can tell that she's just kind of like skimming it as she flips through it, trying to do it kind of quickly. At one point, halfway through, she goes, oh, I had no idea. She says she left the church because of me.
Uh-oh. Because you were so good at it?
Yeah. She says we were quite competitive as siblings. Love, but competition. And she wrote here that once it became obvious that I was more gifted, that she would, and that she would probably not make it far past Acolyte, she left because she didn't want to live in my shadow. Huh, I never knew. She never told me. She kind of flips further. Though she kind of pauses, she says, but I guess she wanted me to know. Otherwise, why would she have written it where I could have found it?
Maybe just have it.
Oh, no. And she says, about 6 years ago, the entries changed to, I can't read them any further. The last couple pages I can read, she's talking about how frustrated she is at, that she's not doing good at wizarding. She was so good at it. She flips a few more pages back and then a few more pages back. And after a few months, she says, apparently she was hiding it. She wasn't good at being a wizard much at all.
Oh, yeah.
Can you cast True Sight?
She wasn't so much... Did we not mention she wasn't so much a wizard?
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
She is a warlock.
She made a pact?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're pretty sure.
Baycork and Narathis are demons.
Well, we don't know if Narathis is a demon or not.
Oh, yeah, we don't know for sure.
Baycook is.
Baycook. We got a picture. Hey, Rin, do you want to show the picture?
The kind of vaguely inaccurate, sexy picture of
you. She says, that looks like a demon, all right.
Way less sexy, though. Way, way, way less sexy. Joe, you're muted. I want to hear whatever this sass is.
Oh, I said, oh, yes. Apparently his pecs are not very accurate if you're looking for him by pecs.
She says, as a cleric, of course, I could cast True Seeing, but I It's not something my God has gifted me with today. But I can examine this and let you know if there's, I guess, what is, she says, I appreciate you discovering all of this, but what is it you wish to know? What is your goal?
Well, there's a book with the pages made of angel skin, and it's, did you say earlier that it was capable of, the only thing capable of killing a celestial?
No, not the only thing, but it has a spell in it that can kill any celestial.
Okay. That's what she was looking for in the marketplaces and what Narathis wants from her.
Well, she says, well, it must be found and destroyed.
Oh, well, yeah. Knowing what's in her journal is gonna help.
She says, yes, I can do that tomorrow, but we can
hopefully before
we can send clerics to the marketplace today to look for it.
I think we need a loop in the constabulary as well and keep them updated.
Yeah. Well, and the problem is
we work for them.
Technically, we do.
Mm. We can all hit different marketplaces.
So she had the book, and the major domo took it to the marketplace as a donation or a selling thing. And she's been tearing apart marketplaces across North and South Portage. So it had to have been sold to someone. So someone bought this book.
Do we have anyone?
And actually, you only know that she attacked the one marketplace.
They said that she'd attacked multiple.
She marked multiple.
She X'd off multiple ones.
Hmm.
So that wasn't there a bookstore that was by the
excellent memory, Joe. If you don't have inspiration, get it. Even though we're about to wrap up.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yes, there was a bookstore called Twice Sold Tales that was near the marketplace.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
But she didn't start there. And it's not like she wouldn't have, why wouldn't she have looked for that first? You know, if something sold, why wouldn't you go directly to the bookstore?
If she didn't know it sold and the bookstore owner grabbed it from the marketplace and put it in. Didn't she offer to show us like her crazy books?
Roll me. I'm gonna have you roll me. Anybody can roll me an insight check too.
Right, she said she had secret books in the back. I'm crazy.
The bookshop.
Yeah.
Did you guys make it to the bookshop?
I don't recall going in.
I don't think you did.
Oh, we didn't. Mm-mm. Somebody had crazy books.
I wanted to go crazy things.
21 for me.
What are we rolling again?
Insight.
Insight.
3.
15.
So something I will say that you can put together is her entire personality shifted when Baycoke arrived and presumably started possessing her. And so the reason that she may not have just gone rationally to the bookshops to search it she was maybe verging on the edge of some sort of mania from being possessed by this.
So demon. It wasn't that Baycoke was there and Dudro was there. He was possessing her the whole time.
That would be a question for your skull.
Okay. For our pet skull.
Speaking of the skull, unless anyone's opposed to it, I feel really bad. So,
that what?
Can we show her the skull?
I think we should show her the skull.
I don't think introduce we should her show her the skull.
I think she won't want it, and it would be nice for her to see something from her sister, even if the relationship was fraught. I did truly almost go ahead and... Stuff. Yeah, she doesn't want it. There's no way she's going to want it. That thing's a pain in the ass.
I'm worried the skull will get mad and not tell us stuff after that.
I don't think that skull sounds too bright. We might be okay. Besides, it's in love with Heyrun now, so.
Oh, yeah, it's different, more shiny things.
Yeah.
Bring it out.
There's one more thing.
Maybe we can tell the school that the diary, that Philomena can read the diary, and the diary said that, you know.
Philomena, can we cut your hair?
Oh my god.
What? No. Absolutely not.
What?
No. No.
I said the bag halfway open and that question came up.
What is maybe, what can I do with hair with, sorry, Tris, what can I do with hair with minor illusion?
I mean, if she keeps her hair tied back, she actually bears a pretty striking resemblance to Deirdre as is.
Okay, she does that, and I cast minor illusion. Can we make it seem like she's Deirdre?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hopefully you're asking Philomena if you can do this before you do it.
No, yeah, no, I'm bringing it up right now. Okay, so we got this skull.
Sorry,
his
what
name
now?
Is Snark. It's a skull. His name is Snark. He's
Warlock familiar.
Familiar, warlock familiar.
Actually, wizard sister. Familiar.
Wizard familiar to your sister. I was wondering, we were going to take him out and introduce you, but, and this is weird, and you can say no. What if you pulled your hair back and I did a little illusion and made you look like Deirdre and we
absolutely not. I'm not going to look like my dead sister.
All right.
I'm appalled that you would even ask such a thing.
Ah, yeah, that's pretty good. But okay.
So this is her secret familiar that she thought I didn't know about. It's still around.
Aww.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you knew about him.
He was loudly mumbling to himself through the walls.
Yeah. He's not very quiet.
All right.
But I've never actually met him face to skull, so.
Would you want to?
Sure.
You don't have to. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
She says, no, it's fine. Let's, I should probably say he's not staying here, so.
Oh, you don't want him?
No.
Okay.
She says, I've decided that my sister, as much as I love her, she should not be brought back to life. And a familiar without the wizard, well. But I'm happy to meet this, we just call him Snark.
Snark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to meet the Snark face to face for the first and last time.
Snark, come out of here.
Hey! What's up? Oh! Dude, oh, no, you must be the other one. Yes, I'm Philomena. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Snark. Ah, whatever. You don't sound too bad, though. It sounded like you guys had lots of fun talks in that tea room that you always are sitting in. So what's up? Why'd you bring me out of the bag?
Snark, we're wondering if there's anything you think Philomena should know since her sister has passed and we cannot bring her back.
Oh, even outside of your powers, huh? I thought you were a pretty powerful cleric from everything that Deirdre said about you.
Before Philomena could say anything, because this sounds like a shitty thing to have to answer as a twin who just lost their fucking twin, I'm going to just like interpose myself and kind of get in his way and be like, well, Deirdre unfortunately was a warlock and her warlock patron decided that she couldn't come back. So Philomena tried.
Oh, that Narathis, he's a real jerk. Guess he's real salty about that book, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What did the book look like again?
It's pretty unassuming. Plain
color.
Light blue.
Oh.
No text written on the spine. It did have a spine, though, unlike me.
Like a book spine, not a person spine.
Well, yeah. That was a pun.
How thick was it?
A
small book or a big book?
He says,
"Oh, you already told us. I'm sorry."
No, that was the diary. He says about says not very big, about as thick as a journal.
Okay.
I'm guessing I'm probably not going to be your familiar, am I, Philomena? She says, I have no desire for familiar, and nor could I connect with one if I wanted to. He says, well, then I guess this is probably goodbye for old Snark. Take the metaphorical bindle over my non-existent shoulder and hit the dusty road. If there's one thing I can tell you, up until a few weeks ago, Philomena never said anything bad about you, and in fact was always quite impressed with you, and kind of based her whole existence on trying to one-up you at something, and I don't know if she ever actually did it. A single tear forms in Philomena's corner of her eyes. She says, well, thank you, Snark. That's nice to hear. Yeah, whatever. Just saying the facts. All right. Well, is there anything else that we should stay here for, or should we start to get some folks over to the market and looking around?
Well, we should probably be going. I don't know if it's at all important or means anything to you. Scully Boy did say that prior to this, Dudra had found a gem with an eye and like a withered hand with glowing fingers and gave them to Narathis.
Just as I can think of a few artifacts that match those descriptions, none of them good. I will bring this to my superior at the church and we will discuss it. Thank you for telling me.
Yep, no worries. Shall we go find an angel skin book?
Yeah. I would be interested tomorrow when you have a chance, if there's any additional info you can give us about Narathis, because it does give me the... Narathis just seems like a pain that's going to be in the Athis.
I hate that.
good night, everybody.
Yeah. She says, I could, but she says, what involvement do you think you'll have with him after this?
Oh, getting in the way of a warlock patron's plans? I don't think we're going to have a choice. Mad. We might be fine, but also...
We did send his lackey back.
Yeah, the Big Coke was definitely pissed and not... like actually dead.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah. Then you might be in some danger. That is true. Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you whatever I can find that might be pertinent to your information. Might be pertinent to your situation.
Appreciated.
Well, appreciated.
Great.
Is there anything else we can do for you on a personal level?
She says, no, I will seek the comfort of my, my chosen family. Now that they're all I have left.
All right.
Just, well, let's go get this evil book out of circulation, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's do that.
All right, so she gets up, kind of leans over and says a few words to the majordomo, who nods at her, and she leads you out of her estate and back down into the city. And that's where we'll pick up next time. So.
Yay.
Nice.
Yay.
Good session, y'all.
Yay. Thank you.
We learned so much. We experienced so much.
I have a lot of notes from this session. Like a lot
Me
of
too.
Notes.
Yeah. I've got a lot of notes that are like halfway written.
Right.